participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let's see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop the run.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, everybody, who's decided? He's moving to New Jersey.
Yes.
And he wants to live right next to the Elmwood Lanes.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello, friends.
There he is.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Spy Report.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea. After a mischievous evening of unscrewing light bulbs at Rockefeller Center, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to this episode of the Don and Mike Show. A brand new episode for you on this Thursday, November 29. And here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. At New York City, your hotline, 877-692-1027. So much to cover on this very busy show. Glad you're listening. We got too much to get into one show.
It's jam-packed.
I know we're gonna get to the bowling here. The recap of last night's groundbreaking gutter ball victory.
A triumphant evening.
But my lead story has to be... Hi, neighbor.
Hey, buddy.
New York is a city of 15 million people. There have to be, I don't know, I'm going to give a low-ball estimate. There have to be, in the city, 500,000 apartments.
Oh, a million.
A million apartments.
Please. I mean, you know, rooms all over the place. I mean, so many, and you know, let's include the boroughs.
So, out of all of the places in New York, I get the great news yesterday that Mike has rented an apartment in my building. In my building.
Hi, neighbor. Hi.
I'm on the 6th floor.
What's for breakfast?
He's on the 12th floor.
Hey, I was out shopping. I thought you'd like this potted plant. Good morning.
You know, in a city of 15 million.
Yes.
With all the space available.
Right.
You gotta pick the one building that I live in.
I did. It's all I ever really wanted.
I did.
It's all I wanted. It's upstairs now.
I know you did. Yeah. He's up there now.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
So
twice on the pipe. If the answer is no.
So this is going to be a topic I'm sure you'll be hearing more about on the show as, as Mike moves into my building. You know what I should have done? I should have done what the animals do. I should have...
And I would have been walking to the building, to the rental office, and I would have stopped in my tracks and gone, no, you can go no further.
And,
well, Don, you know, it's not etched in stone yet, though, because they do have to do the credit report.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're all right. Well, except for that time you had your phone turned off.
Yeah, you know, and the electricity.
You're okay.
And the brief prison stint.
You're all right.
I'm excited about it. Well, you know, when you first got the apartment up here, you were talking about it all the time. And then I had mentioned to you on the trip up that, you know, that I was thinking about going around and looking for a place. And when I did that, you were talking about how happy you were up here and how you liked it. And so when I went out with a guy yesterday, a regular person, to show me some apartments here in New York, you know, he was showing me all these different things. And each one that he would show me, it would really be like, it was really futile because you had sold me on where you live so totally.
No.
I know you hadn't done it intentionally.
I didn't mean to sell you.
Uh-huh.
I was just telling you it's a great, but I think you're going to hate it there.
Really?
I think you're probably going to want to get out of the lease like within a month or so.
Well, I can get out of it right now. I can get out of it right now.
Feel no pressure.
I feel really horrible now. I really do. I mean, I promise I won't bother you. You know, we go our separate ways. You know, we really do. It's just,
I know.
We're going to spend more time together now.
Oh, my God.
Going to and from dinners.
Oh, God, no. Please, no.
Maybe bumping into each other on weekends.
The Monday night arrival.
Please, no.
The Monday night arrival.
Please, no. That's the first thing
and
I said.
And then it'll be like this. You know, you'll just be sitting there doing whatever you do with your morning routine and... Hi.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You want to hang out?
Christ.
You want to just hang out for a little while?
Oh, my God.
It'll be fun. It's a very nice spot, and I was very happy. I wanted what you had.
Yeah, sure.
That's what it comes down to.
Of course, it's a city of 15 million people, but you got a bit. And where I live, there are three identical buildings next to each other.
You know, Don, she gave me two opportunities to look at apartments in the next building over.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't even be in
it
the
It doesn't
next,
have a rec room.
You couldn't be in the next building over. You got to be in my building.
Well, I just said, you know, she was getting ready. We were going down in the elevator, and she was saying, now we can go to the rental office, or I can show you the next building. I said, which one does Dom live in? This one, right?
Yeah.
There's no need to show me that other building. There's no need whatsoever.
So that's the news.
And you know what's cool about it, though, is that because I live on a higher floor now, that when we're going up in the elevator together, you know, your time will be maximized with me.
May.
You know, it's not like if I was on a floor that was lower, you'd have to say goodbye earlier. Now you get me for the whole time.
like we're going to be sharing an elevator together.
Is there?
It happened. Like our, well, you know, except for when we arrive. You know, that's the saving grace, is that we don't get to work at the same time.
Yeah, some idiot at dinner. I'm not sure which one of you it all was, but someone brought up that fact. He said, you can go to work together. I said, impossible. That is totally impossible. So we will really, the only time you will see me will be, you know, by chance, which in a building that large is really very rare. And also in that one time in the evening when, you know, when that good choice time when they drop you off and you're, you know, you're just finally downloading after the long trip and the very long Mondays that we have when we travel up here.
Yeah.
And yours is just going to be, you know, you have to look at it this way. It's just going to be a little longer.
I know.
Buddy.
I know, Nathan.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, friend.
Phone will ring. I'm up here, and I'm lonely.
I see Mike last night. That's the first thing he says is, hi, neighbor.
Oh, I called you from the rental office.
Yeah, but see, when you call from the rental office.
That's when I knew it was bad, because I was in his building, and I was expecting maybe well, why don't you come on by and say hi, and nothing of the kind. It was very curt.
Welcome.
It was very like, oh, great.
I hung up.
Yeah, and then I was really kind of sad. And the lady that was like running was like, what did he say? Because you were like the topic of the conversation the whole time.
I hung up the phone with, and I said to Frisia, who was it? I said, it's Mike. She goes, what's wrong? I go, he's in the building. Yeah, he's on the floor.
posture of the building now. Right now.
They were playing nice opera music in there, too. It was lots of fun. I got a whole feel for the whole thing, you know, making friends.
Oh, God damn.
Right. So you'd rather... Talking about how good you are.
God damn. So, that's great. Mike's my neighbor now, living in the same building as me.
Hi.
Dream come true. Hi, neighbor.
How you doing?
Great. So
Rob, Lisa, and I should look elsewhere?
Yeah. Please, Buzz. Okay. Please.
Why? Why? I ask all of you, really, why?
So,
it would be fun.
Wouldn't it be great?
I get this bit of news yesterday.
This horrible bit of news.
Right. Oh, no. This is great piece of news.
I understand.
This is great piece of news. Well, come on. You'd feel the same way.
I know.
I mean, you'd feel the same way if you had a place. You know,
I know.
This is my little place, my neighborhood.
It's your sanctuary.
Where I'm making my friends. And
I can't help
out,
it.
I'm carving out my bit of the world here. And all of a sudden.
Frida said to me at dinner the other night, she said, when I was talking about getting a place and talking about how nice and yours was, and I really liked that particular building for a variety of reasons, she said, well, you know, to share, you know, so on the show, you guys can have different experiences.
Yeah.
You
want
to, like, move to, and she mentioned Soho, which is probably, you know, a good deal further away.
It is.
You know, as the crow flies, nice separation there.
It is.
And I wasn't having any of that.
Yeah, I know you weren't.
Sure.
Yeah. I know you weren't. So I had that bit of good news when I got home from work yesterday. I get the call from Mike, and that's on the heels of Frida coming in. Now, during the show yesterday, she was out shopping. The shocker.
What?
So she comes in.
No.
Listen, I don't know which I would be more pissed at, the scenario here. She comes in and she's got the bags. She got, like, purses and shirts and all the other junk that she buys. She comes in and she also has under her arm, she's crating up, she's hauling a gigantic coffee table-like thing.
Okay.
And I said, wait, what is this for? And she says, oh, we need a table for in the bedroom to put, like, books and stuff on where I can put my purse on and stuff. I immediately,
I thought it was something else.
Why, what?
I thought it might be a housewarming gift.
I immediately start with, I start with the lecture about the money, right? I said, you are killing me. I said, you come up here and you are killing me. You are single-handedly keeping New York, in business by coming up here. And then she says, no, you're not going to believe it. This is so great. And I'm waiting to hear about whatever the great deal is that she got. She said, it was thrown away by somebody. It was in the garbage on Amsterdam Avenue. I can't believe it. There was a pile of stuff out on the street waiting to be picked up by the garbage man.
That is gross.
Yeah. There was a pile of stuff waiting to be picked up by the garbage man. So she brought,
I don't know what's been done on that
so
table.
She brought it. I said, what was there? She said, oh, there was a mattress and a bunch of boxes. And look, this table's good. All I got to do is get some of the stuff on it and wipe it off, and it's going to be fantastic.
That's pretty grody.
And then I said, oh, now, wait a minute. So you're bringing garbage in from the streets? And then I'm realizing I can't win. Then I'm going to be pissed if she's gone out and wasted my valuable money by buying a worthless piece of furniture that we don't need.
Right.
But I'm also pissed when she goes out and just picks up somebody's piece of garbage off the ground.
I know. But if it ever gets to be too much for you, my door's open.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Oh, Christ. All right, neighbor. Well,
good morning.
The good news, ladies and gentlemen, is not that Mike is going to be my neighbor is not great news, but
top to top, that kind of news.
The good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Where's he?
That's what I'm looking for. You're fighting Gutterball's music.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, and in-betweens, now this is a first. We've won matches before, but always when we have been spiffed some pins by the other team.
Yeah, we have always been handicapped. Right.
Last night, against the Gutter Punks, Elmwood Park, New Jersey,
with no pins being given,
we kicked their asses.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
That's right. You're fighting Gutter Balls, the Don and Mike bowling team. We defeated the Gutter Punks. Now, they had us in the first game.
Right.
This was a come-from-behind victory.
It was.
The first game, they had 507 points. We had 485 points. Pins.
Yes.
Second game, We beat them by 84.
Yeah.
We housed them. 581 to 497. The rubber match, the condom match.
Yeah, the one where we go to a third match, and that's only when it's necessary.
We beat them 570 to 548.
A close one, but we eked it out.
Yeah.
We came down the last bowler.
Big, big come from behind there.
Yep, and let me see. We do want to highlight Mike, who had his best game ever at a 157.
A 157, yes.
Great. A 157. Let me see. Rob was about his average. I was a little below my average. Lisa was a little below her average. And Buzz was...
about average.
Well, Buzz was Buzz. Buzz was Buzz, but Buzz has become an important part of the Gutterballs.
Right.
You know, it's almost like the comic relief at a circus.
Absolutely.
You know, in between the time when they're bringing out the elephants and when they're bringing out the high wire act, you got the clown that comes out.
He's our rodeo clown.
And let's not forget the elephant tranquilizers.
Yeah. Yes. But we will cover that in just a moment with the Dynamite player of the game. Now, I know we had people who were there last night on the telephones. I think we have some of the guys from the Gutter Punks. Oh, here is Mike from the Gutter Punks. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, dude, sorry that... I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm glad we won last night.
Fine effort. Fine effort on your part. Sorry it wasn't good enough. It was fun.
Hey, we lost to Dynamite. That's good enough for me.
There you go.
Now, Mike, you and all your buds are good guys. And we thank you very much for coming out, and it was a pleasure to beat your ass. Let's face it. When you never win,
we never won a legitimate match ever. Never.
Every time that we've won in the past, we've been spotted like 250 pins.
Exactly.
And this is the first time we ever just flat out won fair and square.
And I would say normally, I would say it speaks to our ability and our elevating our game. That really is not the case.
No.
We finally came up against a team we could beat.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put you down, Mike, but that's really what it was.
No, they're just worse than we are.
Right.
Truly mediocre team drinking a lot of
amen.
Liquor.
And an interesting motley crew with
nice
sleeveless shirts, tattoos,
yeah.
An 18-year-old girl that looks 7.
Oh, listen, we got to mention this.
Yeah.
There is this girl, we get there, and this girl, we get to the bowling alley, and I immediately turn to Rob and I say, oh my God, look at there's an 8-year-old girl who's apparently the daughter of one of the guys on the other team, and she's lighting the cigarette for her daddy.
And she's smoking one herself.
And she's smoking, and then she pulls the pack out of her pocket, and this girl starts hoovin'.
And she really looks like a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, she's 8. She's got to be 9 tops.
I mean, became such a bone of contention because we were so uncomfortable with that right. We actually had Richard check out the girl's age, and apparently Richard found out that she was 18 with her driver's license.
Well, that could be a fake ID.
It could be a fake ID. Mike, what do you know about that?
I do know for a fact she is 18.
Wow.
Hard to believe, but it is.
Wow.
Well, it's good to see
this. She hasn't developed like an 18-year-old.
Oh,
she's definitely had like the body of a 9-year-old.
I saw something really comical when they were leaving. Her boyfriend has a size 14 foot.
Oh, my
God.
And
she was returning his rental shoes. And I said, you know, those really aren't going to fit you.
Did she sit inside of one of them?
She held it around.
Wow.
It was really sort of, they're about the same length as her.
Perhaps her smoking stunted her.
Oh, God, I knew that was coming. Well, listen, Mike, it was great meeting you guys last night. Sorry we had to kick your ass, but somebody had to be first.
It was a pleasure, Don.
All right, thank you, my friend. They were all good time. They were all good guys. We had a good time with all the guys from the Gutter Punks.
We did not as overwhelmingly chatty as some of the other teams we played, but made up for in triplicate by the crowd at the Elmwood Park bowling lanes. It was the funniest group of people.
The best group we've ever had come to one of our bowling matches.
Hard to bowl because I was laughing so much at the crowd. It was ridiculous.
They're cracking me up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up? Spy Report.
Spy Report.
Hey!
Who is this?
It's DJ. I gave you a couple cigars last night.
Oh, DJ, thank you for the smokes. I enjoyed one of them on the way home.
Hey, no problem. I had a great time watching you guys kick some ass. And who knows, if you bowl them again, I gave that one guy, I think his name is Mike, my nut. So who knows, I might be bowling against you guys with them.
We'd love to come back.
Love to have
that
it.
Much. I mean, it was the most fun.
A lot of drinking, a lot of good times.
It was the most fun we've had. Yeah,
Lisa
we had a great
looks
time.
Better in person than she does in any of the pictures.
Yeah, oh, and hold on. Just wait. I'm going to save Lisa for just a moment to bring her in.
Sure.
To give you all an idea of how good a time Lisa had last night. Hey, the birthday girl. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, yeah, who's this?
This is Craig.
Hi, Craig.
I was at the bowling match last night, and I wanted to talk about the girl that looked like she was 10.
Yeah.
Because I saw Lisa and Mike looking at her, and they were just, like, bickering about her. I thought it was pretty funny that,
it was strange because, you know, all we're doing is bowling. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if a kid comes out anyway, but, I mean, it was just disturbing because, you know, when we bowl, there's salty language bandied about, and we're, you know, we get a little rowdy, and it just, we all couldn't stop looking at her.
It was like a freak show. Yeah, and you'll back us up on this, Craig. The girl looked like she was 9 or 10, right?
I was with my wife, and we were just like, we saw her with a cigarette in her hand, and we were just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, the cigarette's really, I mean,
smoking like a chimney.
The pack of Marlboro Reds is big as her whole, torso.
Or she wasn't getting the camels going, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Craig, thank you for coming out, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, we'll see you later.
Imagine our surprise when we found out she could legally vote.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
What's up? It's Joe.
Hey, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing okay.
Gunner Bulls win! Gunner Bulls win!
Yeah, that's right, like the Yankees thing.
And
that's
when
right.
we won, when we finally had achieved victory, we did the victory dance.
Oh, my God. It was like
with the chant.
Sweet release it was.
Yeah. Celebrated like idiots.
God damn, we did celebrate like we just won the Super Bowl. You should have seen us.
Well, it's been a long time coming.
And as the weak link in the bowling team, let me say that this was the most supportive crowd we've ever had. People actually, instead of heckling us last night, were actually cheering.
Oh, and lots of people with signs?
Yeah.
That was me. I had the good day to you, sir, son.
Okay. So this guy, Joe, he's got the gigantic sign that says, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Hold on. Where's the girl? I don't know if she had the sign or not, but, hey, Beth?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Did you have the sign that was made for me last night?
No, that guy Joe had on the other side. It said Moose 316. How awesome was that?
That was great.
That was a great time, guys.
It was very nice. We met so many very nice people.
Just people.
It was a blast.
Okay, and here's another one of my favorites from the crowd last night. When Rob would get up to bowl, everybody yelled, just Germans.
Thank you.
It was very nice meeting you.
Yeah. Lots of fun.
Bye, Beth. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing? This is Blake.
Hey, Blake.
I was at the bowling alley last night.
Clear that throat, Blake.
I killed my voice.
Wow.
I was the guy with the giant hat on, the green shirt on.
You're the big man.
Yep.
We got our picture taken with you at the end of the night.
Right. How you doing, dude?
And my voice can hear better.
Wait till you hear Lisa. Wait till you hear Lisa today. You're going to sound like Luciana Pavarotti here.
Yeah.
She's on the phlegm train today.
Today I'm Lisa. Thank you for the hug, though.
Oh, see, everybody likes the hugs from Lisa.
Sure. Yeah, this is a big guy we're talking to right here.
I'll say right now, though, I've never had that much fun in my life.
Oh, that's nice.
It was so much fun last night. And Rob,
hey!
Spy report!
Hey! Thank you, my friend. Hello, nice. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Kamani.
Hey, Kamani.
Yeah, I was there last night.
How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I can get her.
That's what this guy said. That's the first heckle I got last night where that girl walks by and the guy from the crowd goes, I can get her.
God. Hold on, are you that big like Samoan dude?
Samoan?
Yeah, there was something like Samoan dude. I had an awful...
Yeah, he looked like a Samoan guy.
I had an awful first game, and I went and I sat down. This guy...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big, I told you bowled a 71.
Yeah, this big, gigantic muscle guy, he says to me, hey, Don, you bowled a 71. So I turn, I go, F you, I can read the score. I just didn't know if you knew or not. You bowled a 71.
He was one of the regular hecklers there. He had some good material.
Yeah.
I'm black, part of Samoan.
All right,
thank you.
You bowl with the velocity of a 4-year-old, Don.
Jesus. Hey, listen, Kamani, next time we come up, you want to bowl me? How about me and you? How about me and you a one-on-one?
There you go.
Well, I'm Hackensack. Bulwer City and Hackensack is a lot closer. It's better also.
One-on-one. Listen, I pulled that 71 up to a 109, then up to a 120.
What you got
to
do is you got to give him the strike challenge. You got to do that. You got to, you know, like the other guy. Remember the other guy that took off his shirt and then we had one guy that fell. So you got to put these guys up on the stage.
See, Kamani, I didn't know you were a serious heckler, man.
No, I was just sitting there. I felt kind of weird being, you know, a Donna Mike fan because everyone else there was fat and drunk. So,
well, most of our fans are fat and drunk.
I know. I'm gonna wear a brown paper bag over my face when I listen to the show now, like the old New Orleans Saints used to do.
I think you got some issues, Kamani. You got to look at those issues.
All right, Kamani. Goodbye.
All right.
He stands alone.
Goodbye. Yeah, like he was the handsamest guy there last night.
He came up to me.
And all the people that came out to see us.
He had that kind of attitude that, you know, hey, I'm not like the rest of the fans. Right. Here, you know, it was you know, so there was some issues.
Please,
there.
Come on. Hello, Donna Mike. He's no Hawaiian love god. I'll give you that. news for you. Hey, Donna Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hey, hi. Who's this?
I'm the guy with the rally cap on his head.
Hey, I want to tell you something. You were a gigantic help. Yeah, yeah, this guy was
the one that started the moose. The moose.
This guy was a gigantic help to me last night. Big cheering section going. Had the rally cap going. Yeah. Turned it around in the second game,
and it was working for you. Yeah, when the crowd gets behind you, it motivates you.
They get psyched up.
All I gotta say to you, Don, how did the liquor taste like from the bowling alley? Did it taste like was that of a bathtub?
the liquor tasted. Let me just say that the people at the lanes couldn't have been nicer,
right?
Yeah.
And that the accommodations were fantastic.
Just wish they took plastic.
I'm
going back home with a dollar in my pocket.
The liquor, however, tasted like toilet water.
It wasn't your usual stuff, huh?
No, it was not even.
Might have been the ice cubes, Don.
Did you find it tasted better as the evening went on?
No.
Really?
No, I'm sorry.
Not a good sign.
I did not find that. No. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Oops, hold on. I got to turn this line on. Hi. Who's this?
Sonny.
Hey, hi, Sonny.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Mike something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Since you're going to be moving in the building soon, I wanted to know, are you going to be making the daily trip to stealing Don's paper every day?
Yes.
Well, no, see, if he's going to be stealing from me, he's going to be stealing twice. Because I steal the paper from the people down the hall.
No, but I was saying, since I live on a different floor, it'll be Don coming out of his apartment, and I'll just mysteriously be on his floor, and I'll say, hi, I got off on the wrong floor again.
Again.
Hello. I'm so sorry.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Goddamn, Don and Mike is neighbors.
Well, not really.
This is turning into Seinfeld. Mike is going to be like Kramer coming in and borrowing stuff out of your fridge.
Yeah, you know, and that is my fear.
And
that
Lisa is Elaine. Tom Gavin is Newman. Rob is the soup Nazi. And Buzz is Mr. Peterman.
Wow. Well, no, hold on. Who's George Costanza, then?
Costanza. Who do we got to get in there for Costanza?
I would be, if you want, if it'll make you comfortable, if you want to write up like a document, I'll sign something that says I won't bother you for a year. I won't come to your apartment for a year. You can come to mine, though.
Included in the lease.
Well, first off, the whole Jerry Seinfeld thing would never work because Jerry Seinfeld always left his door unlocked.
And they were on the same floor.
And Kramer lives across the hall from him. And also, like when George or Elaine would buzz, Jerry would just leave the door open.
Because it's there's floor separation there, it's like we're in the same town. No, we're in the same building, but in different towns in the building.
Yeah, in 5A and 5B.
Because Kramer was right across the hallway from Jerry.
Yeah, but still, Mike, you're only six floors away from me. It's like a 52-story building.
I joke here.
And you're six floors away from me.
I do. I've never been a stalker type. Throughout our careers, I've always tried to really, like, separate it, you know, keep the distance. We live as far away as we can.
Yeah, we do.
And now it's all changed.
Any chance, are you directly above him?
Yes, I am.
Then you could have a fireman's pole.
Right. You don't think that's not lost on
you. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
No!
Childproof windows, though. Damn it.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Brian calling from Queens.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Don, I know I don't want to take anything away from the hot gutter ball action here, but I am a little concerned for you, Don.
Why?
Well, let me paint a picture for you here. You get home, and you're relaxing. You just had something to eat. You got your cigar. And you say to yourself, oh, wait, I got to go check on my midget.
Go. Danny the dwarf?
Yeah. And you go across the hall, and you open the door, and there's Mike.
Hi.
Hey!
No, let me just say, my neighbors are my neighbors.
Right. Right.
You make friends with your own neighbors on the 12th floor.
He's going to take the dwarf away from you, Don. No.
No one is taking Danny the dwarf away from me.
Michael, throw him in a bag. He's mine.
No one will take that dwarf away from me.
Knocking on everybody's door. Like going like 10 floors and knocking on everybody. Hey, there's a party on the 12th floor.
Don, two words.
Yes.
Court order.
Come on. Hello.
Come on.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
It'll be fun.
Hi, listen, who's this?
This is Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi. It has nothing to pertain to what you guys are talking about right now. I just had a random comment. Was that my father lives overseas, and I just want to tell you guys that you guys, your show sometimes plays in the commissary over in Kuwait.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, how can that be? Would you tape it and send it over there?
You know, no, I don't. My dad and my stepmom are actually visiting, and I was talking to him yesterday, and I was telling him about all the interesting contests that you guys have. And when I mentioned your name, my stepmom has lived in D.C. forever, and she was like, oh, yeah, I hear him in the commissary all the time. And it's an 8-hour time difference, so I'm assuming that it is taped.
Well, you know, we've always heard that even since the original Persian Gulf War, they used to send tapes of our show over there and play it.
Either that or there's another affiliate we don't know about.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past Westwood One that we have a Kuwait affiliate.
A Kuwait City radio station.
And I'm sure they're effing it up. I'm sure they're not playing the commercials and that the brakes are running long.
You must end on time. Now back tomorrow to Don and Mike program.
Because, you know, there's not a lot of stuff that they get over there because they don't get commercial, like American commercials or anything. And so I guess when the people go shopping, they have American radio. But I would think that they would put the commercials in because...
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
All right. Well, Courtney, thank you for the update, honey.
That's no nice. Problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If you're listening in Kuwait right now, hey, how's it going?
How you doing
in Kuwait? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Don, quick question.
Yeah.
Do you have a balcony in your apartment?
No, I don't.
Good thing, because, you know, I know how you guys enjoy your adult beverages, and you might have to watch out for Mike's golden showers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Mike's not into that as much as I am, although I will tell you something.
What?
That one night with Danny the Dwarf, even though the windows in the apartment only open like 6 inches, 7
right.
inches.
Right.
One night I did actually climb up on a chair.
And out the window?
And out the window.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, just to say that I had done it.
I'm going to have to mention that to the building manager.
Here we go.
You know,
because
what?
You know I believe in adhering to all rules and regulations.
And you know what? You better watch yourself because you know who's on the building director's board?
Who?
Hello?
You are?
I am.
Really?
You're looking at him.
Oh, you gotta have it in for me.
Yes, I am.
Better go down to his place. I don't do anything sorted.
Unless, of course, Mike, you got on the board, too.
It's too late. The elections have already been held.
Is it a year-long thing?
Yes, it is.
Damn it.
Yes, it is.
I volunteer for all the committees. Yeah, that'll be happening. All that fits right into my personality.
Listen, thank you for the call. We do have a busy show today. We do want to get right to the Gutter Bowls recap of everything that happened last night. As you can tell, we're giddy with excitement that we won our first ever game. Here now is your official Donna Mike Fighting Gutter Balls update.
The season continues with Gutter Ball Gutter Action. Last night, in the sleepy hamlet of Elmwood Park, New Jersey, in bowling lanes built at the turn of the century, the Gutter Balls took on the Gutter Punks. What would be a triumphant evening started slowly, as the Gutter Balls seemed to not be able to find their rhythm. Perhaps it was Buzz Burbank, whose tranquilizer cocktail had not kicked in yet. Perhaps it was Don Geronimo, who was still trying to find his rhythm. Or more importantly, perhaps it was Lisa Herndon, who was exhausted after spending the evening reading Dr. Seuss novels to her boyfriend Nick. It was an interesting first game. A game where they tried to pull it together and couldn't. But it was not to be the case. Defeat was not to happen. The Gutter Balls would come on strong. Because, let's face it, they're just people.
I'd also like to say in that first game, I was still reeling from the news that Mike was going to be my new neighbor.
Don Geronimo, seemingly shaken by the news that, yes, in fact, his on-air partner of 16 years would be moving in a city of millions of people to the same building he lives in. He's just people.
Just people.
Game number two saw the Gutterballs with a miraculous turnaround. Each and every member going by the nicknames of Moose, Bone, Head, and Wood, short for Melwood, who maintains his total standards. And, of course, Head, with the most powerful bowling arm in the history of the game, shattering pins at every turn. And game number two proved to be a victorious one for the Gutterballs. So, with victory in their sights, they agreed with the Gutterpunks, a motley crew, including a girl of eight. They agreed to a game number three. By this time, the liquor was flowing fluidly, and the tranquilizer cocktail of Buzz Millwood Burbank had finally kicked in.
Yeah, Buzz's final game, he was up to a 95.
Suddenly, the arm that had once been spaghetti, al dente pasta, if you will, turned into a rigid pillar of strength as Burbank aimed for the far left-hand dot in the bowling alley, allowing his feeble arm to flail inconsistently towards the center of the lane, causing him to, yes, get a strike or two.
Yeah.
It was unprecedented. And the Gutterballs came on strong. Special mention should be made to Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Bowling perhaps his best evening ever.
Top score ever of a 157.
Yes. And what does he attribute this incredible performance to?
What?
Just alcohol. Lots of it. Beer. His original food of choice, which he went back to with a vengeance. It was a wonderful evening.
Oh, and it was the anger management also.
That's right. Well, I was going to bring that up at the end. O'Mara, seemingly angry most of his life, channeled all that misery, fear, anxiety into the bowling pins. Each bowling pin representing a conflict, an individual, a hated moment. And he knocked them all down, one after the other, scoring mark after mark. And at the end of the three games, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's unprecedented, but with no pins given, with no handicapping, with no advantage whatsoever in Elmwood Park, New Jersey, the Gutterballs, 2-1, with a match victory.
That's
over
right.
The Gutterpunks.
That's right, we won!
As O'Mara said after that, this will make going to therapy on Monday night all the more easy. Congratulations, Gutterballs. Your victory is at hand, and perhaps there will be others in the future. We'll just have to wait and see.
Thank you for the update.
Yay.
Thank you. And finally, to end our bowling trifecta here, we had the guys calling in. We told you about the score, and Mike gave us the recap. We'd now like to bring to the Donna Mike microphones, radio's number one producer, Lisa Herndon, to say good morning to the Rummy. Hi, Rummy.
Good morning, fellas.
Oh, my God. Listen to this girl now. This is not put on at all. This is the real...
Mike, why are you moving away from me?
Because you said you had like a voice virus or something. You
she
said
doesn't have a voice
yes,
virus.
Yes, I do.
You have a party virus.
No, I will reiterate the fact that I went to the doctor on Monday and he said that I couldn't get an antibiotic.
I'm Lisa Herndon, producer of the Don and Mike Show. Shall we play a game?
He told me to rest and getting up at 4 a.m. on Tuesday and traveling to New York and having a birthday and bowling does not count as rest, apparently.
Maybe you got the anthrax.
I think I do.
Could be.
All right. You got the anthrax. Or maybe you're pregnant, or maybe it's just...
Maybe she's just having fun.
Now, you have had a couple of wild nights in a row.
Too tame, as to our New York standards. They've been pretty tame evenings, I would say.
Yeah, I thought your birthday night was pretty rowdy. You know, that,
really?
That ended late. Well, we were drinking and partying.
I went home like 12.
Oh, no, come on. You went home later than 12.
No, seriously.
We left it. It wasn't there.
No, it's like 1:15.
What?
No.
Was it at 1?
No.
I think.
You're wrong, because that guy stopped playing at midnight, remember? And then Nick...
Didn't he go on until like 12:30 and then we hung out for a little bit?
Sure, Mike.
No, really, I'm serious. I think it ended like at 12:30.
If that's how you remember it, that's exactly how it happened.
But it was rowdy. Well, you were a little drunk, Lisa.
That's right. Oh. I was drunk.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
Good morning. So I was at the game.
Yeah.
I had a ball hanging out with you guys.
Oh, thanks. We loved being with you, Maurice.
Yeah, guess what happened?
What?
I decided, all right, it'd be nice game. We took pictures. I was with the guy with the poster.
Yeah.
I said, all right, I'll ask Lisa, can I have a picture? She grabbed my ass.
Lisa, what are you talking about?
Lisa grabbed your ass?
Yes.
Wow.
I was violated, man.
No, she didn't do that.
You're so full.
She didn't grab your ass, and it wasn't 1 o'clock when the evening ended, and...
Nobody grabbed your ass.
Come on, nonsense.
So what was it like? She give it a nice tug?
Yeah, if I hadn't had to leave, I would have probably hit that.
would have hit that thing.
Yeah, right. You still would have had a chance.
Oh, wow. Would have hit that thing.
Sure, hit it hard.
All right, thank you, Maurice.
All right, thanks.
So you grabbed that guy's ass last night.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, listen to her.
Have you had a little too much week?
No, I don't feel well.
Listen,
I have a virus or a bacteria.
Yeah, like you had food poisoning.
I have a bacteria.
Here's
what we're going to do
in
our next break.
Just one.
We're going to be playing a match game today, but in the next break, I'm going to go away from the index card here when I play it.
Okay.
Go with an audible here. In the next break, Lisa Herndon, by your request, will sing your favorite songs. Because I know Lisa's got an excellent singing voice.
Yes,
Christmas song,
yeah, and she can sing. I mean, she knows the Madonna, the Britney. She knows, right. Five for Fighting. She knows.
She's got a lovely singing voice.
Nirvana, Def Leppard, you name it, she sings it. And if possible, maybe we can even get the music going in the background, so right. It's not all a cappella.
Putting on the Lisa hits.
Yeah. So Lisa will be singing for you in a second. Let's clear the lines out first to get a call 100. What do you say?
All right.
At 877-365-3636. Or from New York, 877-692-1027. Oh, and Lisa, would you mind telling everyone today's Simply Wireless location to go and... Just put your name in the box to win a key to win the Mercedes in 2 weeks.
Listen carefully.
Our booth announcer.
Thanks, Don.
Oh.
You can go to the Crystal City Underground location of Simply Wireless store that's located at 1755 Jefferson Davis Highway.
You know, it's better. Try it one more time and make it, if you make it lower,
yeah.
It actually has kind of a Kathleen Turner quality to it.
Hi, Rosie.
Really, just don't go up high. And you can really keep it under control.
Crystal City Underground Simply Wireless store is located at 1755 Jefferson Davis Highway.
I think I spoke too soon.
The late Kathleen Turner.
The girl's a mess. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Don.
Don't go far. You're going to be singing requests.
Right
after we get caller 100. I gave you the phone numbers. Dial recklessly, everybody, and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Lies. For instance, every man in this room is hiding some porno in his house. Every man in here got a pornography stash in the crib. Not an illegal amount, just enough to get you by. And when we hide porno, we go all out. It ain't behind the refrigerator, under the bed. No, we become Batman when it's time to hide some porno. That's right. You hit the light switch, the whole bookshelf shift to the side. You go down two flights of stairs into your porno cellar. Janet Jackme, yes. Toby Kahn, Gina Jameson.
Remember, ring on, say what you must, then ring off. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, time for a caller number 100, and here we go. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Right, yeah, what's your name?
Casey.
Who?
Casey, called you guys yesterday.
I'm having trouble understanding this individual.
Hold on.
It's Casey.
Who called us yesterday, who's 24. You bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
not very well, but I do.
KC, you've won $40 worth of Elvis Presley scratch-off lottery tickets.
Woo!
From the Virginia Lottery with a top prize of $20,000. It's sure to get you all shook up. Thank you, my friend. Hold on, please.
Thank you, Don. I love you.
Thank you, my friend. We appreciate the fact you're listening to the show. Lisa, get on in here for your request-o-matic time.
It's singing time.
Let me tell you that we are playing Match Game 2001 for the last time in the year on today's show. We do have a celebrity coming into play with us.
Yes.
Good.
But we have been let down by the major, major celebrity that we wanted to have on the show.
No.
Yeah, and we really thought we had a shot because he's got a one-man show playing on Broadway
right now. We have been turned down by Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh, my God.
That was the grand plan, is yeah. that...
Why would Charles Nelson Reilly turn us down? Wouldn't that have been great playing match game with him?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And listen, so all week long we've been in contact with him and with his representatives.
You know you would have gotten a reaction from me if he came walking into the studio.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know, with his scarf on and his bad tube and his big old man glasses.
Big glasses.
Sure. TV legend Charles Nelson Reilly.
So the last that was left with Charles Nelson Reilly was, okay, put something in writing. Send me something in writing and tell me what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the letter that Lisa wrote. To Charles Nelson Reilly from Lisa Herndon, executive producer, Don and Mike Show. Please consider this a formal request to join us in studio Thursday, November 29th at 12 noon to play our version of the Match Game. Our hosts, Don and Mike, are big fans and would love the opportunity to play the game along with the Master. Now, Rob suggested we call him the Master. Why is that, Rob?
Because he would be like the Master of Match Game.
Yeah.
He's one of the people. I think him and Brett Summers are the only people that appeared on every episode.
The Master. He was a legend on Match Game.
It would serve as an excellent opportunity to promote your one-man show. Don and Mike's highly rated, heard across America, New York, Washington, Baltimore, Las Vegas, Seattle, Portland. Our version of the Match Game is closely patterned after the original. Always fun for player and panelist alike. I eagerly await your reply regarding this invitation. Blah, 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 blah. We're in the studio. We can send a car for you. Thank you. We guarantee you a splendid time.
Yeah, that's not Lisa didn't write that. Rob did.
Anyway.
Splendid time.
We finally got in touch with representation yesterday after the show, and he said, Mr. Reilly is not interested. And I said, how about perhaps in a couple weeks? No.
No.
How about in the near future?
No.
There'll be no chance to have him before March.
Before March.
Oh, screw that.
Well, he might be dead by March.
Oh, God.
Well,
you know, I don't want to sound pessimistic, but if we're getting S'd on by Charles Nelson Reilly, that's not good.
Doesn't
bode well for celebrities further up the chain.
We were very close.
Yes.
Were very close. We were actually in contact with him. And
hey, we've had Matt Damon on this show twice in the last month.
At the last minute, he just decided, no, okay, here we go, everybody. It's your favorite. Request-o-matic time.
She's got a bacteria.
Johnny, Johnny, would you come in to run the... we're on some stupid MP3 site, so we'll be able to pick out any song that you would like Lisa Herndon to sing. Now, she's going to maintain that she's got, as she has so eloquently stated, a bacteria.
Yes.
Right.
I maintain that this is the sound of a girl who's had 2 days of drinking and whoring. I mean, it's been, you know, with her boyfriend.
Wait, what did you say?
2 days of drinking and whoring. She's here for the party. It's your birthday party. Wild night with Nick. Then the next thing you know, she's out bowling. She's carrying on. She's grabbing guys' asses. She got the five-finger discount from the stripper on her birthday. And listen to her now.
Hi.
So let's see. Let's go to, I guess we'll just... see what happens here. How about...
about happy birthday, Mr. President.
Hold on here. We're going to go to requests. Kenny. Hey, Kenny.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Kenny. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Kenny, what would you like...
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
What would you like Lisa to sing?
I want to hear her sing Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy.
I'm Too Sexy. All right, you got that, Johnny?
Got it.
Okay, let's...
She's standing up, sir.
And here we go.
Shake it, Lisa.
Too sexy for my love.
Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
What?
Yeah.
And she's dancing, too. I wish this was TV.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Here she goes now.
Know all the words.
Just do as much as you know.
Okay.
It's like I'm too sexy for my, here is the vocal now.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. Too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. New York and Japan.
Wait, I didn't hear that. Could you do it again?
No, stop. Of course you can hear that.
I'm too sexy for your party. Sexy for your party. The way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model. You know what I mean? And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my friend. There's your request.
That's a good start.
That's a good start. And we got choreography with that, too.
There's your instant request. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike. Hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. What would you like Lisa to sing on this instant request?
Listen, guys, I'm not a fan of this song, but I think it would make for great entertainment for Lisa to sing the Bodyguard soundtrack song from Whitney Houston.
I will always love you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, hold on, Johnny.
You do it with your sexy bacteria ass.
Okay. Thank you.
Let Johnny find that one for you.
Settle down, sir.
Or on some dumb website where we can pull up any song. I will always love you.
I only know the chorus.
Hit the high notes, baby. Hit the high notes.
Now, can you get right to the chorus?
Johnny? Okay. Oh, my God.
No, we can't. Yeah. So we're just going to have to, Lisa, just have to, like, do that thing with people.
Well,
that
you get
really
to the chorus really quick on that song, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Come on, everybody knows that song.
There it is.
No,
here's
on.
Whitney Houston.
No, we're still on Right Said Fred.
There we go.
You got it?
Hey, by the way, guys.
Wait, hold on.
Last night.
Hold on, please. Hold on, please.
Your way. So I'll go.
She knows the lyric.
Yeah.
But I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Man.
Here we go.
And I
strangely pathetic, isn't it?
F you.
Entertainment.
Love you.
All right, thank you. Hold on. I don't want her to
that
blow
hurt
out her voice yet.
That hurt.
Don't want her to blow it out yet. Let's go to, I got her. I got it right here. I got it on CD, I think. Hey, Justin?
Yes.
Hey, Justin, hi. What would you like Lisa to sing?
You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC.
Oh, yeah. You know we're ready for this one.
And this will be the closest to the real lead singer, too.
Yeah, right. Is this,
exactly. Yeah, can you get to the chorus? Because I don't know these words either.
Oh, no, this one's easy.
Okay.
You'd be,
oh, yeah, I know that.
You'll be able to fake this one real easy.
Now, with her debut album, ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Herndon to sing for you,
Rummy. From her album, I'm Not Pregnant, It's Just a Bacteria, here's Lisa Herndon.
She was a fast machine. She got a something or other. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had a sightless side killing me all night, knocking me out with those American bugs. She told me to come, but I was already there. The walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mama was shaking. What are you making that face for,
Mike?
Here
we go. You
shook me up all night long.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shook me all night long.
Yeah, that's working. Going lower is working.
Okay. Okay, there you go, my friend.
Nice.
There's your instant request. Thank you for the call.
Nope, he's gone.
Okay, hold on a second. All right, hold on.
How's the voice holding up?
Great.
All right.
Feel good.
Let me see. John, you find that one.
I got that one already.
You got that one?
I got one for it.
You got to look for it? I got another one here.
Man.
Oh, this one's good. At least I got one. It's going to kill you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gee, thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Mike.
Okay, Mike, what would you like Lisa to sing?
Hey, how about Mercedes-Benz or Bobby McGee?
Oh, Bobby McGee.
I don't know these words.
You don't know this?
Busted flat in Baton Rouge.
Waiting for a train.
Waiting for a train.
Feeling near as faded as my jeans.
Bobby
McGee.
Bobby thumbed a diesel van.
Right.
From the album, It's Not a Computer Virus.
Wrote a song. Hey, all right, that's enough.
That's enough. What? Do you know the hook on this? Me and Bobby McGee?
Yeah. My dirty red
bandana. Now, is Mercedes-Benz on that CD?
No.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me?
Bobby's standing man.
Da, da, da.
Freedom's just another word.
Freedom's nothing, another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, and it ain't free.
Sounds better than Janet.
Yeah. Good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good is good enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good enough for me and my Bobby and my girl.
You know what? We gotta stop giving her songs that are in her range.
Right.
Well, we gotta stop this. Everybody's right. Picking songs that go.
Whitney Houston's in my range?
No. That was a perfect one.
That was the end. Whitney Houston was the best so far.
Okay, hold on. What do you got?
Well, you
here?
Did do the little Bobby. Yeah.
Robbie, put the.
No, I didn't. Actually, that was just my voice making it sound that way.
Cut number nine. Let's go to Dean. Although, again, this is one that's not going to be a stretch for you, I think. Hey, Dean?
Yeah, what's up?
Dean, you're calling for what?
Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, no, yeah. I see what people are doing. They're not getting the spirit of this.
No, you're supposed to pick songs.
Axel's got that high voice, you know, so she can't hit those high notes right now.
Yeah. Oh, but Axel doesn't have a high voice, though.
That raspy sound, you know.
No.
We need something from Mariah Carey.
Yeah, we need, hold on. Hey, John, see if you can, Yeah, how about Mariah Carey's outstanding. That's what's that dumb Hero, yeah.
I don't think I know that one.
You don't know the lyrics
Hold on,
to that one?
Give me another. How many Mariah Carey songs you got there?
I got Always Be My Baby.
Dream Lover.
Dream Lover's not bad.
I know the chorus.
How about something? Go to Madonna. Oh, how about Beautiful Stranger? Do you know Beautiful Stranger?
Not all of it.
Okay, what about American Pie by Madonna?
Like a Virgin.
Yeah, you got that? Okay, we'll do Like a Virgin.
Perfect. I sing that when I get hypnotized.
There you go. Right. So you know the lyrics to that one.
A little bit.
Of course you do.
All right.
I made a music video of it once in high school.
All right, we are downloading that now. And let me know when we're ready, Johnny.
She's into it.
Yeah. She is. Because yeah, everybody now is just calling the stuff like Born in the USA and, you know, all the stuff.
No, not the guys. We want women's songs. No challenge. Pretty women's songs.
The wilderness.
Yeah.
Somehow I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Good. Okay.
I was being incomplete.
Well.
I've been had. I was dead and blue. You made me see.
I remember now when she was hypnotized.
Like a virgin.
Here we go. Hey.
Touched for the very first time. Like a virgin.
Excellent.
When your heart beats.
Okay.
Next to mine.
All right. Hold on. Thank you.
Joan Rivers, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I got a better one here. Let's go to Eric. Hi, Eric.
Yeah, how you doing, Don Mike?
We're doing great. What would you like Lisa to sing?
Well, first of all, I was the one that came with Ben yesterday with that contest. You guys pulled that off great.
Very good.
Hey, listen.
That was a great time.
We saw Ben at the bowling alley last night also.
Yeah, we went to the bowling alley. You guys played great, too.
Great to see Ben out there last night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'd like her to sing, When I Think About You, I Touch Myself.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You got it, Johnny?
Got it.
Okay, here we go.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, my friend.
No problem.
Thanks, Eric. See you later.
Any other words, Lisa?
Yeah. I sing this one a lot. I love myself. I want you to love me. When I'm feeling down, I want you above me. I search myself. I want you to find me. I forget myself. I want you to remind me. I don't want anybody else.
Oh, goddamn.
When I think about you, I touch myself. I don't want anybody else.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right. Okay, hold on. I got one.
Dude, there's a speaking part in that song.
I would love to do a duet with you if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you...
Hey, now, this is exciting.
This is.
I don't know if you know the words or not to this. But I'll be the Elton John and you be Kiki D. Okay?
There
you go.
I'll try my best, Don.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for some real delightful music.
music.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Oh, no.
I couldn't do it if I tried or something like that.
That's it. Well, honey, when I get restless,
I don't know the word.
Can we get those on? Oh, don't go breaking my heart.
You take me away from something.
Oh, honey, I'm back to my door.
Why can't you my key?
Okay, now, here we go now. We do this part together.
Nobody knows
it. When I was down,
I was your clown.
Woo-hoo.
Wow.
Nobody knows it.
Nobody knows.
Right from the start,
I gave you my heart.
Whoa. I gave you my heart.
Oh, this is the light.
Here we go. Don't go breaking my heart.
Breaking your heart.
Okay,
oh, we go together now.
Don't go breaking my heart.
You heard enough of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. That was delightful. Radio history.
What else do you got here? One more?
I think it'd be nice if Lisa ended.
We had a finale?
How about
that?
How about yesterday?
That's what I have.
Yesterday.
Are there the words in that? I can't mess up one of their songs.
This is a gentle, touching.
Where would you rather do Hey Jude?
Yesterday.
All my trouble seems so far away.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
All right, here we go. This is Lisa's final song.
Kate's going to love this.
Oh, no.
Here you go, ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Hearn.
Yesterday. All my trouble seems so far away. No one looks as though I have they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be.
Suddenly, what is it?
I'm not half the man I used to be.
I'm not half the man I used to be.
Shadow hanging over me.
There's a shadow hanging over me.
Yesterday came suddenly.
Yesterday came suddenly.
What she had to go?
Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say.
The sound you're hearing is radios across America being turned off.
I said something wrong.
Said something wrong.
How I
long? How long? Or yesterday. Hey, yesterday.
Oh, bravo!
Yeah, bravo!
I do see one other one.
One more?
One more.
One more. Now, this will be the finale.
Maybe is the mother.
It better be the finale.
If we can find this. Hey, Peter.
Yeah, Don.
Peter, now this is ingenious.
I know. I feel bad for Lisa.
Thank you, Peter.
I would request Loving You by Minnie Riperton.
that's a great one.
And that's popular now because of the TV commercial.
Right? Yes.
Okay, you got it.
Hi, boys.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks, Peter.
You got it.
You're
beautiful.
Okay.
And she does all that weird, chirpy sound with her voice.
Yep. Yeah. Very good, Rob.
You having any luck there, Johnny?
I found a bunch. I just got to get it down.
Loving You. And who's Minnie Riperton's daughter? Is she on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. All right.
And Minnie Riperton is eating a dirt sandwich right now, right?
Yeah.
She's dead.
Is she? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm surprised at that news and you put it in that term, it shocks me.
You can't spell Riperton without R.I.P.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
Here we go.
Loving You is easy because you're decomposing.
Oh, my.
Here we go.
And every day.
Oh, that's good. Get away from the mic like that. It'll help the technique.
Oh, okay. Save it. Wait a minute. Are you finding it?
No, I can't get it up.
This is making my head hurt.
Oh, we can't
get it. We can't get it up.
Can you pad with one while he tries? I'd like to hear Love Shack.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's got so much background singers.
I think it'll be okay.
Okay.
I think you're going to be okay here.
All right, hold on. I just want to give Johnny a chance to dally. No luck on the Minnie Riperton?
No,
all right.
Oh, darn.
Okay, Love Shack. Here we go. Lisa Herndon.
You're listening to Lisa Herndon.
Hey, you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Love Shack.
Love Shack.
Yeah.
It does work.
Oh, goddamn.
Heading down the Atlanta Highway. Looking for a love getaway. Hey,
not Chrysler.
No down to the love shack. I got me a Chrysler. It seats about 20, so hurry up and ring your jukebox line.
Lisa doing a duet with Craig Wilson.
Hold on a second.
By myself.
Yeah.
No, I don't know this.
I never need anyone.
Never need anyone.
So sad.
And making love was just for fun.
Making love was just for fun.
Those days are gone.
Those days are gone.
It's living alone.
Living alone.
This is extraordinarily
think
depressing.
Of all the friends I've known.
Think of all the friends I've known.
And when I dial the telephone.
And when I dial the telephone.
Nobody's home.
Nobody's home.
You know the rest, right? All by myself.
All by myself.
There you go.
Don't want to be.
Beautiful.
It's touching.
Beautiful. Nice job, Romy.
That was terrific.
Hey, thanks, John. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Care for a lozenge?
Please?
Would you like a fisherman's friend?
Oh. Okay, listen.
What? It's a cough drop.
I know, but it sounds like you're being very randy.
She's got a bacteria, Mike.
She does.
She got a bacteria, but she is always, whatever we come up here, whatever we...
Giving a lot of BJs.
What?
Now you know that's a joke. Come on.
That's right. Right.
Right.
It's a joke.
Right.
All right, well, thank you, Lisa.
No, you know, seriously, that was, thank you.
You're a trooper. No, give her a ring.
Yes, no, listen, she was fantastic.
She's a trooper. This could be took one for the show today.
It could be permanent damage here.
I think so.
If you think that was rough, please now go see if Kenny Kramer's here.
Ah!
Oh, no.
Hey, look, Buzz has got a lozenge for you. Look.
Oh, there you go.
Dr. Buzz. God, he has a walking pharmacy. Much. I swear to God.
Luden's cherry-flavored cough drop.
It was just a hint of Vicodin.
I used to get them when I was a kid for candy.
That's good.
All right, if you go see if Kenny Kramer is here. Hey, Robbie, you got my match game music here?
Oh, I got all your elements right there.
Oh, look at this, dude. We got all kinds of
including
brand.
Including the new elements.
Yes, we have new think music for the match game.
Oh, that's exciting.
Like, listen.
The modern version.
Yeah. Yeah, somewhere in an MP3 somewhere, somebody actually downloaded all of the think music from the match game.
This is when they were all wearing their big cuffs.
Yeah. So we're going to play match game now, and I guess what we need, at least for the first round, is, Robbie, how many people we need for the... I keep forgetting.
You never get this right. We need two people for game one, two people from game two. So we need a total of four contestants.
Okay, so you can call. We need four people at 877-365-3636, the national number. From New York, 877-692-1027.
Guess who's here?
Oh, we'll keep him out until we start the game.
Hey, there's a reality tour out in the lobby.
Charles Nelson Reilly stiffed us, that old queen. And, and we're going to be playing the game today, Match Game 2001 with Kenny Kramer.
Yay. Yeah.
Of course, the real-life Kramer. As I mentioned yesterday, the second best-known New Yorker outside of Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
Yeah, and a legitimate mayoral candidate.
So, listen, if you want to play Match Game, call the numbers now. We'll start with call 100. We'll take the first four callers, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's a national number, 877-365-3636 in New York. Your hotline, 877-692-1027.
Beware, they may be spotting Don and Mike.
Here we go.
And the signs say...
Ready to play Match Game, and joining us... You got to hit the button there, Robbie, so I can get the music here. You got it. There you go. Joining us, everybody, the real Kenny Kramer.
Yeah, the real Kramer is right here, and we have to offer our, our sincere consolation for your mayoral defeat.
Yes. Oh, hold on. Let me turn you on there. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I appreciate your consolation, but I might add that, you know, you guys are very, very popular here in New York.
Right.
I don't know if your listeners around the country know that, and I think the fact that you didn't have me on during the campaign tells me that you were afraid to be responsible for me becoming the next mayor.
Yeah, if you'd come on the show, Kenny, it would have been, you would have been kicked right over the top.
Now, listen, are the dum-dums from out of town? I know that you refer to them as customers, or I refer to them as dum-dums. Are they still coming on the Kramer reality tour?
We think of them as tourists, actually.
Yeah, the tourists. Are they still?
And yes, we are packing them in every week. Thanks for asking. The reality tour is still running, popular as ever. It was a little slowed down a little since September 11th, actually. But sure, it's still running, and it's still 1-800-KRAMERS.
Is the soup guy going out of business?
He just reopened last Saturday.
Oh, he did?
He's back in business.
He's back in business.
Yes, he is. So you can go down there and give him $16 for an 8-ounce cup of soup if you're inclined.
And do you remain in any kind of contact with Jerry?
We've run into each other from time to time. We have a cordial relationship, so we see each other. It's nice.
Have you seen his baby?
No, I have not. I haven't seen the baby yet.
Are you?
It's not an ugly baby though.
That's good. Are you watching the new Larry David show?
Are you kidding? Haven't missed an episode. Okay. It's the funniest show on television.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I think it's funny. I like it.
It's hilarious.
It's very Seinfeld-esque in that all the crap that happens at the beginning of the episode kind of ends up getting
payoff,
getting resolved at the end.
Right. I get the impression the show is actually getting better. It's getting stronger with every episode. The first few I wasn't really fond of, and now I seem to be gravitating to it a little
more. It's hilariously fun. But, you know, it's interesting. Larry told me that when he originally pitched the show with Jerry to NBC, this is the show he was pitching.
Oh, really?
A show that's, like, totally improvised.
Right.
But NBC, you can't do that. We need a script. We have to have script approval. No, we can't do a show like that. So now he's doing the show that he first thought of, and it's working out pretty good. You know, there's no script. It's all a 6-8-page treatment he writes. The actors read it, and then they just improv every scene.
Now, I know we've asked you before, but are you getting any dough at all off the Seinfeld being on twice a day?
Yes, enough to live the rest of my life unless I need food. In that case, it would be not so good.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
But I have been very fortunate in that, you know, the tour is still going strong, and I do these college dates. I have a stage version of the tour that I bring to college.
I'm genuinely curious about this tour, and I'm probably giving you like a shameless opportunity. Yeah. No, I will never take the tour.
On the NBC tour.
No, I never did. Didn't have a chance. Didn't go this time. Was close to it.
You almost did, though.
Almost did. What do you do? I mean, will you just take people around
them? No. It's a whole production. The first hour and 20 minutes, I do stand up in a theater where I tell the stories behind the stories and who the characters are based on.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's a
that
show.
Happened in real life, how they became episodes. I show some rare video footage. Then we bought a luxury tour bus. Okay? You know, not a yellow school bus. A $400,000 state-of-the-art.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's magnificent. All right. And then I take people to all these sites made famous on the show. There are two kinds of places I take them to. Places that we used as establishing shots for situations that happened, and places that were inspirations for episodes that happened.
Okay.
And tell them the stories and what happened. And it's laughs and fun all the way. But people, you know, if you go to my website at KennyKramer.com. But seriously, though, I mean, you'll read some of the comments of people, because when people take this tour, they never watch Seinfeld the same way again, because they have all this insight as to, like, what happened, who the characters are.
Do you feed them?
We used to, but we no longer do that. No, I'm sorry to say. We used to serve original Kramer's pizza at the end.
Not even a cookie now?
Nah, they have an opportunity to get snacks and treats before they board the bus.
Sure,
we do look out for them.
All right, let's play the game. Kenny's here because Charles Nelson Reilly, I guess, is having his cocktail today or something. Special cocktail. He couldn't join us. At one point, we were going to try to get Kenny Kramer and Charles Nelson Reilly to play the game.
That would have been the best of everything right there.
But we're glad that Kenny's here. Let's play the game. And here now is our announcer, Dude Walker.
Get ready.
money to match the stars. It's Match Game 2001. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, fans.
Michael Mara.
How you doing today?
Michael J. Elston.
Well, hello there.
And your host, the star of Match Game, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. When did it become the star of Match Game?
Did you redo the tape?
I went by the copy they used for Rayburn. You know, I'm a stickler for detail.
Yeah. And I don't recall that before. And the star of Match Game,
Rob Spiewak.
It's the star of Match Game, Gene Rayburn, and I like to carry on in his shoes.
And you didn't have time to get into the studio and do the Kenny Kramer interview.
Yeah, no, we didn't have
time. Get any filling, I know.
Right. So, but we are pleased to be joined by Kenny Kramer. Right. Hello, star.
Hi, Robbie.
It would take a brief time to say hello. And if you don't mind hearing this man's prediction, next election day, he'll be the mayor of Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Good luck to you, Don Geronimo.
Good luck to you. Good day to you, star of the show.
Thank you. And if you've ever watched Seinfeld, this man is no stranger to you. He was the inspiration for the crazy character of Elaine Bennis. It's Kenny Kramer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Currently starring on Broadway in the musical You're in Town, singer, dancer, entertainer, Mike O'Mara.
Hello,
hey,
Rob.
Mike, good
Hi.
To see you.
How are you? Very excited.
Great in the show.
Very excited about You're in Town. Actually, no dialogue for me in that.
Wow. It's more action.
It's terrific.
Yeah,
really.
And just named Duane Reade Pharmacy's most valuable customer for the sixth consecutive month.
Thank you.
It's Buzz Burbank. How doing, Buzz?
Right. Starting my own tour soon.
Good.
Buzz.
Get a nice buzz. And our contestants, I believe we have Marissa and Joe.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me get the phones going here. So we got Marissa. Hey, hi there, Marissa.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, honey?
Middletown, New Jersey.
Beautiful. And the other guy was Joe, right?
Joe, I believe.
Joe? All right, let me find Joe here. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Joe. Where are you from, my friend?
Vienna, Virginia.
Hey.
All right, beautiful.
My old hometown.
So it's guy versus girl, and we're going to play Match Game again. Rob, I don't think we need to set up how to play the game,
No,
right?
I think everyone knows how to play the game. Contestants, do you know how to do it?
Yeah.
We are going to read you the clue, and you're going to try and match the celebrities as best you can. But remember, don't answer until we ask you to answer. Marissa, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. So you can go first. Choose A or B.
B.
B it is.
B.
And
B.
Here is the first clue of the game. Marissa, listen carefully. We all knew that Mike O'Mara liked to bowl, but this is ridiculous. This morning, he drilled 3 finger holes in his blank.
Oh, I'm in.
Don't answer yet, please.
I'm so in. Hold on.
I'm in.
We all knew that Mike O'Mara liked to bowl, but this is ridiculous. This morning he drilled 3 finger holes in his blank.
Kenny, are you in?
I'm in.
Okay, you got it.
You have to say
locked
that you're in.
Okay,
he's
sorry.
Locked in. Is the panel right?
Yeah, your panel's right, Ronald.
Very good. Marissa, we all knew that Mike liked to bowl, but this is just plain silly. This morning he drilled 3 finger holes in his blank. What did he drill it in?
I'm going to say his workbench.
His workbench.
Oh, dear.
That's a good answer.
You seem to have stumbled on the wrong show.
No, this is a good answer. Don, do you have Mike's workbench?
No, I said Mike drilled 3 holes in his Duke.
Oh, finger holes.
That'll
help him get a good
rectum.
Not a match. How about you, Kenny? Did you
I went with the obvious graphic balls.
Balls. Very nice.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I said I drilled 3 finger holes in my junk. There you go.
Not a match. Closer, though.
Yeah, very close.
How about you, Buzz?
I didn't have the illustration Mike added, but I said his thing.
Oh,
thing. There you go.
So no match there, Joe?
We probably would have had 3 matches. 4 matches. Well, no, Duke, I'm not sure.
We
were in the ballpark.
I think you got 1 hole back there. Maybe we just were.
Yeah, 3. Get a good grip.
3 back there.
Because you don't want it to get away from
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Joe, a good chance for you to move ahead, and here's your clue. Nowadays, most newspaper men use a word processor, but not USA Today hack columnist Craig Wilson. All he needs is a legal pad and a nice, fine-tipped blank.
Oh, I'm so in.
I'm in.
You familiar with Craig Wilson's work, Joe?
Very much.
Very good. Most newspaper men today use a word processor, but not USA Today hack columnist Craig Wilson. All he needs is a legal pad and a nice fine-tipped blank. Is the panel right?
I'm in.
Hold on. Mike and I are ready. Kenny, you in?
I'm in. Locked in.
And Buzz, are we waiting on you?
Yeah, yes you are, but I'm in now.
Okay, Buzz is in.
Got it.
Right, Joe, nowadays, most newspaper men use a word processor, but not USA Today hack columnist Craig Wilson. All he needs is a legal pad and a nice fine tip blank. What'd you say, Joe?
Thing.
The all-inclusive thing. Do you have Craig Wilson's thing, Don?
Mike, I said penis.
Ah, I believe that's it.
Very good.
That's it.
Penis, nice, a fine-tipped penis.
That's a big fat winner.
That is a big fat winner. How about you, Kenny?
I was hoping he could win it with pen. That was so obvious.
Oh,
he
wow.
Didn't go with the obvious.
But you can't spell penis without pen.
That's right.
No match. How about you, Mike?
Now, I don't know if this is going to count because it's an artificial version of the same. I said dildo.
Dildo?
I don't think so.
No, not a match.
But close. How about you, Buzz?
I'm just going to use the same card all day. I said thing.
Hey, there's a match. Joe, you move ahead. Good job.
Sure,
get ready to match the stars.
Absolutely.
That's right. I hope you're all ready. Joe, as you are in the lead, I need you to choose A or B.
A.
And here's your clue. NFL Hall of Famer Sam Huff is recovering well from his plastic surgery.
Oh, my God.
Haven't you heard? It was an odd procedure. He had his blank enlarged.
All right.
Okay. I'm in.
Seems to be a theme.
No, not necessarily. NFL Hall of Famer. Are you familiar with Sam Huff, Joe?
I am.
Good. He had a lovely plastic surgery and is recovering well.
I'm in.
It was an odd procedure. He had his blank enlarged.
I'm in,
Dave.
Kenny's in. Mike's in.
We're all locked in?
The panel's right, Robbie.
All right, Joey. NFL Hall of Famer Sam Huff. Hold it easy. Does it? Sam Huff is recovering well from his plastic surgery. He had his blank enlarged. What'd he do?
We have to go with penis again.
All right.
Penis.
Sam Huff's enlarged penis. Don, do you have it?
No, I said Sam had his brain enlarged.
Oh, wow. Not a match.
I'm going there.
Not a match.
His brain.
There's no room for enlargement there. How about you, Kenny?
Well, I think he could give it to him. I went with thing.
Thing? I think that's a match.
That's a match.
Well played. How about you, Mike?
I said brain. Brain enlarged.
Hey, good picture.
Absolutely.
How about you, Mike?
Another trifecta. I said brain.
Brain.
Oh, okay. Damn. Brain. All right, Marissa, you're down by three, but you can easily catch up on this one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Have you heard? WNEW General Manager Ken Stevens is making a Christmas movie this season. Yeah. It's called It's a Wonderful Blank.
Right, now, hold on. Let me think about this for a second.
Yeah, this requires a little thought. Yeah.
Read that one again, please, Robbie.
Have you heard? WNEW General Manager Ken Stevens is making a Christmas movie this year. It's called It's a Wonderful Blank.
Boy, I'm really jammed up on this one.
This is a toughie.
All right, I'm in.
Can't say penis for this.
Yeah, I was going to go in.
It's a wonderful thing.
I'm in.
Okay, Mike is in.
I'm in.
Buzz is in.
I'm in.
Just waiting on Kenny.
I'm in.
Kenny's in. Okay.
All right. Marissa, have you heard WNEW General Manager Ken Stevens is making a Christmas movie? It's called It's a Wonderful Blank. What's it called?
How come Joe gets all the good ones? I'm going to say attitude.
It's a wonderful attitude.
Okay.
Perhaps fitting. Don, do you have Ken's attitude?
No, I said for Ken it would be, it's a wonderful skin tag.
Oh, that would be a heartwarming movie.
I went with the speech impediment, it's a wonderful wife.
It's a wonderful wife.
Also fitting. How about you?
I'm matching my neighbor again, Rob. I said skin tag. There you go.
I love when you draw. How about you, Buzz?
I don't know where I got this. I said it's a wonderful torture.
Sorry. All right.
Oh, three buzzers on that. No match.
Already used shovel.
All right, Joe, you have not got this sewed up by any means, so you still need to try by picking A or B.
There's only one choice.
To match the stars.
Absolutely. Get ready, because we're going to read it right now.
Here we go. Come on.
Former felon G. Gordon Liddy has a Christmas treat for all his listeners this month. Instead of 30 days of Christmas music, he'll provide what his listeners really want, 30 days of blank.
I'm in.
To work with the man, G. Gordon Liddy, and he has a Christmas treat for all his listeners this month on his radio show. Instead of 30 days of Christmas music, he'll provide what his listeners really want, 30 days of blank.
I'm in.
Mike and Buzz are in.
I got an answer that
Don's head
so
is spinning.
Wrong. It's so... is going to offend so many people.
Not me.
I'm in.
Kenny's in.
And I'm in, too.
Don is in. Panel's right. Joey. Former felon G. Gordon Liddy has a Christmas treat for all his listeners this month. Instead of 30 days of Christmas music, he'll provide his listeners with what they really want. 30 days of blank. What did you say?
Don, are you going to do it?
There's no way you're going to match what I have, because you got to know Liddy like we know Liddy.
30 days of what?
30 days of bullets.
Bullets. No. I was drawing on his love of
pain.
No.
Let's
see.
I'm dying to see this. I have no idea what you said.
Set up, please.
He's providing his listeners what the listeners really want to hear
from
30
him.
30 days of blank. It's 30 days of...
The Holocaust.
30 days of the Holocaust.
You know, he dwells on that whole thing.
He does.
We've always suspected
him. He wants to have flown a Messerschmitt for Adolf Hitler.
It was always disturbing for us.
Yeah, not
very,
a match,
very disturbing. Yes.
30 days of the Holocaust. How about ya?
P. Gordon Liddy.
What a wonderful holiday.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Oh, hold on.
F-U, white trash.
There he is.
How about you, Kenny? Did you say bullets?
No, I had conservative BS.
Conservative BS.
And a commentary as well, but no match. How about you, Mike?
Well, Rob, interestingly enough, we used to work with him, and I used to listen to the show quite frequently, and I would gather that his listeners would enjoy 30 days of silence.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
And I said 30 days of incontinence.
We covered it. We covered the whole spectrum.
Wow.
That's good.
Okay, Joe, that leaves you with a total of 3. Marissa, you are right in this. 3-4. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's your clue. Seems that slow Joe Ardinger tried to get all gourmet this past Thanksgiving, but it didn't go too well. He tried to smoke a turkey, but sadly the turkey got stuck in his blank.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm in.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm in.
You familiar with Slow Joe, Marissa?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll help. He tried to get all gourmet this past Thanksgiving, but it didn't go too well. Tried to smoke a turkey, but sadly, the turkey got stuck in his blank. Is the panel right?
Yeah, we're ready, Robbie.
What did it get stuck in, Marissa?
I'm going to say his behind.
His behind.
Wow, his behind.
Good answer. Bet you Don matches that. Do you have Joe's behind? No, I said that he got it stuck in his bong.
Not a match.
In his bong, because he gets high all the time.
Because he was smoking the turkey. How about you?
Kenny? I was in the same place, but it got stuck in his throat.
In his throat.
Yeah. No match there.
I said it got stuck in his pipe.
That's a great picture.
Is that a crack pipe or a pod pipe?
It's a pod pipe with a turkey in it, Don. See the drumsticks sticking out of the pod pipe? Thank you.
How about you, Bud?
I said bong.
Bong. Oh.
Bong.
All right, well, you have to know Joe a little better.
Yeah, I think you do. But you know what that means? That means we're going to see Joe in Final Match.
So this is it for Marissa?
Yeah, if we have a parting gift for her, that might be nice.
Yeah, hold on a second. Marissa, how about this, honey? How about the Sex and the City prize pack?
I would love that.
Don't miss your favorite episodes. 2 back-to-back episodes every Sunday night at 9 on HBO. Go to HBO.com or AOL keyword HBO. AOL keyword HBO for more information. Marissa, thank you for listening, honey.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Hold on a second. So now this guy, Joe.
Joe needs to stick around for a final match, but we've got to play another round next time to see who's going to compete with Joe.
All right, Joe, you got to hold on, okay?
Yep.
All right, don't go anywhere. And that means, Rummy, you ready to get 2 more?
I'm ready to get 2 more, Don.
Okay. Way to go. 877-365-3636 and 877-692-1027. We'll be right back with the star of the match game. You know, that was never in that thing before.
Yeah, that's right.
And the star of the match game.
Rob Spiewak.
All right, here. Rob. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you really want to test him out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Okay. Car means Don. Tay means Mike. Kung Fu means the Don Mike Show.
Right, we are, We're playing Match Game 2001 with Kenny Kramer. Howdy, Kenny.
Hey.
He's only got his Kramer logo on his shirt, which looks.
He's got the Kramer Reality Tour denim jacket that he's wearing. It's got a picture of him on it. He's wearing the Kramer Reality Tour hat also.
And the uniform.
It's a walking promotion machine.
Were you happy for the failure of Michael Richards' show by himself?
Not at all, but, you know, I felt bad for Michael. But I called him and told him that, you know, I know show business being what it is, you know, there's always a job on the bus for him. So
there you go.
He appreciated it.
That's funny. Oh, we're ready for the second round of the match game. Get ready now.
Get ready to match the stars.
And here now is the star of the show.
Thank you. Of Match Game 2001.
Thank you.
Rob.
Thank you so kind.
Robert Speedbump.
Hi, stars.
Hi, Rob.
The stars, say hi to Scott and Jim, our contestants.
Oh, hold on. Let me get him up here. Scott. Hi, Scott.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Where are you from, Scott?
I'm from Hackensack, New Jersey.
Thank you for joining us. And the other guy was Robbie.
Jim.
Let's see. Hiya, Jim.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Where are you from, Jim?
Washington, D.C.
Beautiful.
Very good. Guys, are you ready to play? You familiar with the rules, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yes, we are.
Very good. Right. We flipped a coin backstage, and Scott, you won, so we need you to pick A or B.
Well, and you say that because they actually used to say that on the match game?
They say that on game shows all the time. Yeah, okay. We didn't really flip a coin.
All inside of that brain of yours.
Yeah, it's a mess in there. You don't want to be there.
Okay, guys, I'll take A.
Hey!
Hey. Here we go, Scotty.
We go.
Okay.
Don and Mike's producer, Lisa Remy Herndon, looks great at age 38, and the reasons are clear. Plenty of sleep, balanced meals, and every day she drinks 8 big glasses of black.
I'm in.
Oh. I'm in.
You've heard Lisa on the show, haven't you, Scott?
Yeah.
Don and Mike's producer, Lisa Remy Herndon, looks great at age 38, and the reasons are clear. Plenty of sleep, balanced meals, and every day she drinks 8 big glasses of blank.
Male bike.
Oh, is that
hey,
I think everyone was in.
Yeah. Everybody in? Kenny in? Everybody's in? Okay, all right.
All right, Scott, you got to watch out jumping the trigger like that because that can result in disqualification. But here's your clue once again. Don and Mike's producer, Lisa Remy Herndon, looks great at age 38, and the reasons are clear. Plenty of sleep, balanced meals, and every night she drinks 8 big glasses of blank. What'd you say, Scott?
Male byproduct.
Ah, very good.
Very good, excellent.
It will make you look younger. Don, what did you say?
Yes, I said gentleman's relish.
Ah, very good. And some synonyms as well. That's a match. How about you, Kenny?
I went with vodka.
Vodka.
That too.
Perhaps closer to the truth, but not a match. How about you, Mike?
I also said gents relish right there. That's a crazy straw, Rob. Oh,
okay, Mike.
There you go.
I thought perhaps Nick had a difficulty. I didn't know.
No, not at all.
How about you, Bud?
It's a gentleman's relish.
Wow. There it is. 3 for 4. Good job, Scott. Jim, you've got some catching up to do, so here's your clue.
Good and good for you.
Big time New York engineer Pete Johnson loves to help out young broadcasters.
Eat my bung. Dickweed.
There he is.
He loves to help out the young broadcasters. As a matter of fact, if they ask, he'll gladly give a guided tour of blank.
Hold on, I need that one again, Robbie.
Yeah.
Big time New York engineer Pete Johnson loves to help out young broadcasters. As a matter of fact, if they ask, he'll gladly give a guided tour of blank.
All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
And Kenny can probably give him some tips on giving a good tour.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the panel right?
Yeah.
Everybody in?
We are.
I think so.
All right, Jimmy, you've heard Pete Johnson on the show, and he loves to help out young broadcasters. As a matter of fact, if they ask, he'll gladly give a guided tour of blank. What, Jim?
His bung.
His bung. That's a great tour. Do you have Pete Johnson's bung?
Eat my bung.
Yes?
Dickweed.
Very good. Do you have that, Don?
I believe this would be a match. I wrote his rectum.
Hey! Had 2 cars, but he wrecked them. That's a match. How about you, Kenny?
I think so. His bum.
His bum! That's it!
The match.
And perhaps a classier way to say it. How about you,
Absolutely
Mike?
Classier way to say it. His ass.
His ass.
There you got a picture of Pete Johnson for you right there.
That's good. And a way for Jim to move out in front. How about you, Buzz?
I said his bum.
There you go. Wow. We got a game
My
here.
Bum. Dickweed.
All right, Jim, you've moved ahead, so you get to choose A or B. And here's your clue, Jim. Boy, oh boy. You know the holidays are really upon us. WJFK operations manager Charlie Broyhill has finally decorated his blank.
Oh, his blank.
Oh, I'm in. Oh. Okay. Have you heard Charlie on the show before, Jim?
Was that all you had? Decorated?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Decorated his blank. Boy, oh boy, you know the holidays are really upon us. WJFK operations manager Charlie Broyhill has finally decorated his blank.
I'm in.
And I know what you said.
Kenny, are you in?
I'm in.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Oh, the panel is ready.
Yeah. That's right. They're chomping at the bit, Jim. What did Charlie Broyhill decorate?
Monkey cage.
Wow. Monkey cage.
Listener.
Wow.
Good listener.
He is a great listener. Don, do you have Charlie's cage?
I have the cage.
That's a match. How about
his cage?
I was on Johnson. He decorated his Johnson.
His Johnson. That's a good one, too. That would be good.
Referring back to the last clue, not a match. How about you?
I had cage.
Cage is a match.
And it hits you like a bolt of lightning.
Cage.
How about you, Buzz?
I said monkey cage.
Cage.
Wow.
Monkey cage, an exact match.
We got a game going here.
Yeah. Scott, you got to stay in this, so here's your clue. Listen carefully. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman ran into a snag decorating his Christmas tree.
Oh. Okay.
He had plenty of tinsel and lights, but unfortunately, Jeremy didn't have any blank.
I'm in.
WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman ran into a snag when he decorated his Christmas tree. He had plenty of tinsel and plenty of lights, but sadly, Jeremy didn't have any blank.
Okay. You finally got it, Buzz.
I do.
Kenny, are you in?
I'm in.
Everybody's in.
The panel is ready here.
Scott, Jeremy had tinsel, Jeremy had lights, but Jeremy had no what?
Butt plug.
Oh.
Butt plug?
Oh, I'm what? That could be trouble.
Wow.
That could be trouble.
Does that go on the top of the tree? I don't even
know. I'm not sure exactly where that goes.
Don,
from.
Do you have that answer?
I don't have Jeremy's butt plug.
That's what I thought.
But it did say he doesn't have any balls.
There you go.
Yeah, perhaps
no
that's
balls.
What the writers might have been looking for.
Absolutely.
There. How about you, Kenny?
I went with juice. Didn't have any juice.
Didn't have any juice.
But not a butt plug. How about you, Mike?
I had balls.
Balls,
there it is.
Yes, right. You did.
I think you've done Jeremy a great...
Well, he didn't have any. These are just random balls.
Great enhancement there.
How about you?
They would never look like that.
Trying to picture.
I could draw you his if you'd like.
More balls.
More balls. But no match. Oh, my gosh. Jim, you have a commanding lead. You could even put the final nail in the coffin right there.
Great. Mike is now drawing pictures of Jeremy's balls. A magnifying glass.
Small, yeah, very small.
I wish this was TV. Jim, A or B?
Hey.
And another holiday-themed question. Everyone's getting excited about the WNEW Christmas party. Ron Bennington this year has agreed to wear a Santa suit. And Fez Watley is going to wear his blank suit.
I'm in.
Oh, I'm in.
Jim, no doubt you've listened to Ron and Fez. Of course. Everyone's getting excited about the WNEW Christmas party. Ron Bennington has agreed to wear a Santa suit. Fez Watley is going to wear his blank suit. How's the panel? Is everyone in?
I'm in.
Kenny, you in?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Buzz?
I'm in.
Mike, all right, everybody's in.
All right, Jimmy. Everyone's excited about the party. Ron Bennington in a Santa suit. And Fez Watley is going to wear his blank suit. What suit?
His elf suit.
Elf suit.
His elf suit.
Ah, yes. Very good. He looks great in it. Do you have his elf suit over there, Don?
Oh, Rob, I wrote his birthday suit.
Hey!
B-I-R-F-D-A-Y, his birthday.
Spy reports.
How about you? An ambulance.
How about you, Kenny?
I went with his wetsuit.
Wetsuit.
Possible.
Also a good look. How about you, Mike?
I had his birthday suit.
Wow. Another good picture. How about you, Buzz?
I also said birthday.
Oh.
Birthday. So no match
this
there.
This guy, Jimmy, could have
killed
him.
Up, but yeah. Scott, you're still in it, and I think you have a shot. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Think very carefully, because here comes your clue. Not many people know why Jim McClure is leaving WJFK for Los Angeles, but here's the scoop. He's going to host a new game show. It's called The Weakest Blank.
I'm in.
We have these cards pre-printed.
I'm in. Mine won't be a match.
Really? Scott, you are definitely still in this. I want you to keep in mind, if you match all four people, you tie. Here's your clue once again.
Oh, really? Then I should change mine.
No, you shouldn't.
No, never mind. All right.
Not John, many people know.
You have a job to do.
You sure do.
Entertaining the masses.
A full-time entertainer. Jim McClure is going to Los Angeles to host a game show called The Weakest Blank. How's the panel look? Is everybody in?
Yeah, right.
All right, Scott, what's the game show called? The Weakest Blank. The Weakest what?
The Weakest Teeth.
Weakest teeth.
Weakest teeth. He's very close.
Yeah, he's in the right neighborhood. What'd you say, Don?
Well, I was I was going with the, away from the obvious and the reality. The weakest marriage.
Oh. Not a match. How about you, Kevin?
I went with weakest putts.
That just sounded funny.
You've met him.
No.
As if he knows him. How about you?
I feel guilty. I went with the obvious one, the weakest chin.
That's all right. That's what we're all looking for, I think. How about you, Buzz?
Going for a match, I said chin.
Whoa, not a match. Jim. And Jim beating Scott handily. Jim, you'll meet Joe in final match.
Final match.
Final match.
All right.
Oh, listen, hold on. Who are we losing here? Scott?
Yeah. Scott gets a consolation prize.
All right, then, Scott, you get the $40 worth of Elvis scratch-off lottery tickets, courtesy of the Virginia Lottery, top prize, $20,000. It's a sure thing to get you all shook up. Thank you, Scott.
Happy holidays, guys.
Thank you for listening, my friend. All right, so when we come back, who do we got? It's
we'll have Joe and Jim. They'll be playing for $50, and whoever wins will have a chance to double their money in Supermatch.
All right, beautiful. Well, what can I say, everybody, but...
get ready to match the stars.
With the star of the show, Rob Spiewak. We will be back with more Match Game right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Today is go to the Simply Wireless location in the Crystal City Underground. That's on Jeff Davis Highway. Just go in. You don't have to buy dick. You don't have to do anything. Just fill out your name and we'll have a random drawing on tomorrow's episode. We're only giving away 29 keys for the car. And the big key party is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
All right.
On tomorrow's show, of course, Donna Mike, Newsmaker of the Week.
Yeah.
That's our regular Friday-like public service feature. Also tomorrow, a brand new low-budget Jeff R.D. for you. The most beautiful woman in all of network sports, Nancy.
Wow.
Jim Nance from CBS, NFL Today.
Well, that means we'll be wagering again.
And also tomorrow, Charlie Stossel versus Wendell Hall with the movies.
Oh, yeah. That could be bloody.
And we will be giving away a key for the Mercedes-Benz. We'll let you know how we're going to do that on tomorrow's episode. Now let's play the whole story. Stupid thing. Go ahead.
Get ready to match the stars.
Match the stars.
It's
here we go.
Match Game 2001.
Hi.
With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Not the star of the show.
Michael Mara.
Good evening.
Michael J. Elston.
Still here.
And your host, the star of Match Game, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, friends.
Hi, Rob.
Star. Hi, star, Rob.
Please do me a favor and say hello to Kenny Kramer. He's right
Kenny,
over there.
Yeah. Kenny Kramer. From his reality tour here in New York for the Seinfeld show.
The real Kramer.
The real guy.
Right.
And we also, we're going to play Final Match. So get ready, Joe and Jim.
Oh, hold on. Let me get these guys online here. We got Joe and we got Jim. Are you both there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Right, these are our contestants. And we play just like we played earlier. Joe, we flipped a coin backstage. You won. You need to choose A or B. And I believe we mentioned it earlier, they're actually playing for $50 here, and that could be doubled in Supermatch.
Wow. Supermatch.
Supermatch.
Spy report. Play very carefully, Joe.
Supermatch.
Here's your clue, Joe.
This is Charles Dolphin Riley. I can't make it to your show.
Oh, not this time.
What's that crap? I can't come down.
Sadly, USA Today's Rudy Martsky had a cameo appearance, but it was cut out of the Harry Potter movie. You should have seen it. He played a lazy-eyed wizard who made blank disappear.
Hold on, you have to give me that one again. It's about Rudy from USA Today.
It is. Sadly, USA Today's Rudy Martsky had his cameo appearance cut out of the Harry Potter movie, but it was great. You should have seen it. He played a lazy-eyed wizard who made blank disappear.
Who made blank disappear.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm drawing a blank here.
I'm in.
Alcohol.
Hey, don't answer yet.
Are you doing that again?
Rob, do you want to throw it out?
Yeah, throw it out.
Good job, Joe. Thanks.
Joe, that's the second time you've done that.
Joe, don't answer until we're all ready.
I didn't say anything.
Or who was that, Jim?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think I was on. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, Jim. Hey, come on, bro.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, bro.
What's your problem?
Qualification in that?
Hey, dude.
DA, bro.
What's your problem, dude?
Yeah, dude.
You want to spot Joe a point for that?
Spot him a point.
Yep, take one away.
Give it to him.
Hey, Joe, the ball is still in your court. Do you still want A for the new matchup?
We're doing a new question.
Yeah, we're going to do a new question here. Do you want A?
Hey, of course.
Hey. Okay.
All right. No problem. Have you heard about the new Buzz Burbank watermelon?
No.
Wow, it's seedless. But you do encounter the occasional blank.
Okay.
Have you heard about the new Buzz Burbank watermelon?
I'm in.
It's seedless, but you do encounter the occasional blank.
I'm in. Oh, hold on. No.
No.
How about this?
I'm in. Mike, in. And Kenny, are you in?
I'm in.
Everybody's in. And Joe, here is your question once again. Have you heard about the new Buzz Burbank watermelon? It's seedless, but you do encounter the occasional blank. What do you encounter, Joe?
An occasional doobie.
Ah.
A doobie wah.
A doobie wah. Ah, yes, sir. A nice one. How about you, Don? What do you know?
I said you encounter the occasional Vicodin.
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 Try to stay current.
Wow. That'll make you fall asleep on the 4th of July. How about you, Kenny?
I went with seeds.
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 Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second.
It's seedless.
Yeah.
Hold on, TV's Kramer.
I get it.
It's seedless,
right?
But in mine, there'd be seeds.
Yeah,
sure.
Seeds. Pot seeds.
Yeah.
Oh, pot.
Oh, pot seeds.
Pot seeds.
All
right,
okay.
No, it's not a match.
No, he didn't write pot. He just wrote seeds.
That'll teach you to be more specific.
Even pot seeds wouldn't count. There's not a doobie.
That's right.
That's true.
Mike.
I said tranquilizer.
And a good picture.
Yeah.
And you circled it.
That's it, yeah.
How about you, Buzz?
I said Vicodin.
Vicodin. Wow. No matches there, but you do have one because Jim is a loudmouth. Jim, are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right, here you go.
Good luck, bro.
Yes, hey, bro, let's do this, bro.
All right, we're ready to play.
Right, bro.
Good luck, Jim.
Jim's taken enough, hasn't he?
Really gave up a point, man. Great.
Help a bro out. All the money fans are wondering, what's the perfect Christmas gift to get sports junkie John Paul Flame? Oh. Well, the answer is simple. Get him something he deserves. A blank. I don't know.
Okay.
Jim, are you familiar with the sports junkie?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
They're a radio show that's on after us in
Washington, D.C. Nice bunch of youngsters.
Can you read that again to me, Rob?
All the money fans are wondering, what's the perfect gift to get sports junkie John Paul Flame? Well, the answer is simple. Just get him something he deserves. A blank.
All right, I'm in.
A lot of thought on the panel.
I'm in.
Kenny's in. And this will be helpful because I know I myself haven't bought Jim his Christmas gift yet.
I'm in.
All right, everybody's ready.
All right. Jim, your chance to move ahead, bro. What's a good gift to get sports junkie John Paul Flame? A brand new blank. What'd you say?
A syndicated television or syndicated radio show.
I don't know.
He's
reaching.
Because I want to say that's not the best question I've ever read, though. Let me just say it in your defense.
Oh, well, I had a thought about it. But I'm sorry, Don. What did you want to get John Paul?
Yeah, well, he's got a jaw wiring.
You see, I like that. I think that's fine.
any more inside and we'd be seeing pink right now.
you can't hear him anymore.
I don't know, John Paul, but I went with a hockey puck.
Hockey puck.
Also a lovely gift. How about you, Mike?
I had one and I changed it. My first one was gun, but then I changed it to personality.
Oh, both good answers, but neither one of them a match. How about you, Buzz?
And I said a pink slip.
There you go.
Pink slip.
Firing.
Merry Christmas.
Fire him.
Yes.
Fire that man.
You've been fired.
All right, Joe.
Here's what I want you to do. Go to Amsterdam, go to Rotterdam, a little town that I know called I Don't Give a Damn.
There you go. Is that what you want to do? Sit down and change Cody's poopy diapers?
Should have written an ass kicking.
Yeah. Like a good ass kicking.
Like to give him a good old fashioned ass kicking.
Good old fashioned ass weeping.
I'm just glad no one wrote cyanide tablet.
Right.
That's right.
Joe, I believe it is your choice, A or B.
There's only one choice, isn't there?
Hey. I should have said anthrax.
Yeah.
As long as I think it, give him anthrax for Christmas.
It was tough. It was a tough question.
It was.
Right, now they're all coming to me now.
Right. Here we go, Joe. Listen carefully. WJFK engineer Wendell Hall couldn't make it to the Christmas tree ceremony last night at Rockefeller Center. Instead, he stayed at home and lit up his blank.
Lit up his...
blank.
His blank.
Because he couldn't make it to the Christmas tree lighting, he just stayed home and lit up his blank.
Oh, I'm in.
Don is in. Joe, you've heard Wendell on the show, yes?
Yes.
Very good. Well, he couldn't make it to the Christmas tree lighting ceremony last night at Rockefeller Center. Instead, he stayed home and lit up his blank. You in, Kenny?
Yep, I'm in.
Kenny's in?
I'm in.
Joe, what did Wendell Hall light up?
Lit up a joint.
A joint?
Wow, the show's taking a different angle.
Everybody gets high now.
You don't have Wendell.
That's right, and then he got high. How about you, Don? Do you have Wendell's joint?
No, I said Wendell went home and lit up his mechanical plastic vagina.
Oh.
I like that better.
Merry Christmas. That's not a bad.
Well, no, it's not.
How about you, Kenny?
I didn't know, Joe, but I went with bong.
Little bong.
Sure.
There you go.
That's a match.
That's a match.
That is a match. Good job.
Match.
Very good. Sure. And Wendell, pleased to know that matched, I'm sure. How about you, Mike?
I said he went home and he lit his wet farts.
Testing. Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I said his flammable breath.
Wow. Not a match, but Joe, you move into the lead. Jim, this would be a good time to catch up, bro. So listen carefully. Lisa's boyfriend, Nick, is smart.
Oh, my.
Oh, she's going to get mad.
Yeah, well.
Careful. She warned me in the hallway, no more jokes like that.
What's she going to do, come yell?
I don't know what she's going to do.
Yeah.
Lisa's boyfriend, Nick, is smart. He won a gold medal for his photography, and he was so excited, he blanked it.
All right, give me that one again.
Lisa's boyfriend, Nick, is smart. He won a gold medal for his photography. He's a photographer, you know.
Yeah.
And he was so excited, he blanked it.
Now, when you write these, you got something in mind, right?
Absolutely. This one in particular.
Lord only knows what.
All right, I'm in.
I guess.
I'm in. Sorry, I thought it would come.
Yeah.
Jim? Is the panel right?
Yeah.
All right, Jim, Lisa's boyfriend Nick is smart. He won a gold medal for his photography, and he was so excited, he blanked it. What did he do to it?
He spooged it.
He spooged it. I see. Very good.
Spooged
it. When in doubt, go that direction.
Absolutely.
Do you have Nick spooged on?
Well, don't make fun of him. I said he effed it.
Well, that's a match.
That's a match.
All right.
Wow. What the hell direction were you going on this?
I'll tell you in a second. How about Kenny?
I said he ate it.
He ate it. Not a match.
I matched Kenny. I said he ate it.
Okay, not a match.
Makes three. I said ate it.
But see, he bronzed it.
Bronzed his
because it's a gold medal. Covered it with bronze.
Well, I was thinking about the painting, not about a medal.
Well, he's so smart that he got a gold medal and he bronzed it.
Oh, I mean, you're so smart when you write these questions.
No, I'm not saying that I'm smart.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're too smart when you're writing these goddamn questions.
I'll dumb it down. I'm sorry.
I think you should remain star of the show and get a writer for this.
Yeah, no kidding. Christ's sakes, I'm here thinking about a painting. What's he doing with the painting? What do you want me to think about? The gold medal.
Yeah.
Right?
And now Lisa's mad at you, too.
Well, now nobody likes the star of the show.
I don't like her.
Well, everyone likes you, Jim, so you sit tight. Joe, I believe you need to choose A or B.
There is only one choice.
Hey, here's your clue. Hey, this is about me. We asked Rob Spiewak if he wanted the Microsoft Xbox for Christmas. He said, nope, he'd rather have an X blank.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in.
Everybody should know this.
There you go.
He bronzed it.
I'm in.
Are you in, Kenny?
I'm in.
Buzz?
I'm in.
All right, Joe, you can really seal the deal on this one. We asked me, Rob Spiewak, what he wanted for Christmas. Did he want the Microsoft Xbox? He said, nope, he'd rather have an X blank. What'd I say?
Let's see, the star of Match Game, what would he say? A vagina.
An X vagina. Great answer.
God.
And was it made of bronze?
It was made of bronze.
What'd you say, Don?
Nope, I said you wanted an ex-wife.
Oh,
there
no.
you go.
What a horrible thing to say. What about you, Kenny?
I went with ex-porn star.
Ex-porn star.
Also a good answer, but no match. How about you, Mike?
I said ex-wife.
Is that me?
That's you. Not very well done.
That's a good picture.
I like it.
How about you, Buzz?
I said ex-wife.
Yeah,
ex-wife.
No match. Okay, Joe, your final is two. So, Jim, with this answer, you can tie with one and win with two. Here's your clue. NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen has his own way of observing Hanukkah. He has no menorah full of candles. Instead, he lights up eight of his blanks.
Oh, I'm in.
You familiar with Sonny, Jim?
Absolutely.
He's a Hall of Famer and a very nice fellow. And he has his own special way. I didn't even know he observed Hanukkah. He has no menorah full of burning candles. Instead, he lights up eight blanks. Hold your answer, please, until the panel's ready.
Kenny, you ready?
In.
Yeah, okay.
Rolling.
Kenny Kramer's in. Everybody's ready
okay,
here.
Okay, everybody. Sonny Jurgensen observing Hanukkah lights up eight of his blanks. What'd you say, Jim?
Stogies.
Eight cigars.
Stogies.
Sonny loves his cigars.
He does.
Happy Hanukkah, Dom. Do you have eight cigars?
No, I said that Sonny lights up eight of his wooden teeth.
Oh, that's not a match. How about you, Kenny?
Eight joints.
No, we can't give that to you because that's not the kind that Sonny smokes.
Groovy, baby. How about you, Mike?
I said he lights up eight of his teeth. Gigantic.
Not a match.
Horse teeth.
How about you, Mike?
I said teeth.
Not a match. And Joe, you are going to Superman. Yeah, good job. So, Jim, bro, I guess you get a consolation gift.
Yes, bro, you get the, hold on a second. You get the Elvis lottery tickets, $40 worth, courtesy of the Virginia Lottery. Top prize, $20,000. It's sure to get you all shook up. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, so we lose Jim, and we are left with Joe.
Joe, now here's what we need you to do, Joe. We need you to pick a celebrity to play Supermatch with. You can choose from Don, Kenny Kramer, Mike O'Mara, or Buzz Burbank.
My buddy Buzz.
Buzz!
Hey, okay, Joe, let's go.
So he's 150 now, and
he's
$150. If he wins this, he goes to 100.
He can double it. So, Buzz, this is for you only to play. Okay. Do not say anything. I need you to complete this.
Mm-hmm.
Blank cake. Blank cake.
I'm in.
Buzz is already in.
All right, Buzz is in. Is Buzz locked in?
Yes.
All right, very good. Now, the remaining celebrities will go around and offer Joe suggestions of what they think. Don, how would you fill that in, blank cake?
I would say birthday cake.
Birthday cake. It's your birthday. How about you, Kenny?
I go with chocolate.
Chocolate cake, always good. And Mike?
I'm going to go with a favorite, cheese.
Cheesecake. All good answers. Joe, you have your chance. You can go with birthday, chocolate, cheese, or go out on your own. How would you complete that blank cake, Joe?
Well, Don and I are in the same mind. Hopefully Buzz is, too. Let's go birthday.
Okay,
he says
birthday. Cake, Buzz. If he said birthday cake, Joe doubles his money. What did you say?
Joe, I had birthday.
Big cash winner.
Hey, Buzz, can I get a couple of joints for that?
You're getting $100. Do with it as you see fit.
Go buy your own joints.
There you go.
All right, listen, Joe, congratulations. You're the big wiener. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the show. Hold on a second. And Kenny Kramer, we want to thank you for coming by.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Good to see you.
It's about as well-written as maybe the worst episode of Seinfeld.
Hey, I have a little parting gift for you guys.
Oh, a parting gift.
Yes, I do. I have the collector's item. It's the Kramer for Mayor campaign book.
Look at that. Right. And it's signed. That's fantastic.
And no expiration date. These may be good again someday.
Here's them again.
And, Kenny, your website is?
It's KennyKramer.com.
All right, Kenny Kramer for Mayor. Get out of here. Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny Kramer. Go on the reality tour when you come to the city.
There he is. Oh,
fantastic.
Now, you really have to leave now, Kenny.
Yeah, we talk about you when you leave.
Good day to you.
That's the way it always works. Kenny Kramer lives.
There he is. Goodbye, Kenny. Get out of here. Okay, get your bag. Get your buttons.
All right, see you later. Always nice to see the real Kramer, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Kenny.
There he goes.
I think we did an excellent job of keeping the plugs down.
Yes.
While Kenny was in here.
We did indeed.
Got his plugs. plug at the beginning, got his plug at the end.
Absolutely. I asked him that question about the reality tour, which is a legitimate question. He loved it.
Right? Sure.
So that's Match Game.
Sure. Right.
Not the best one we ever played, but what are you going to do?
Although they never are.
Although we have new ending music.
Yes.
And we have the specially produced clothes as well, so let's go with that.
Match Game is a Mark Goods and Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Okay. Thank you. And, of course, the star of the show.
Star of Match Game.
Thank you.
Rob.
Remember,
Rob's
when in doubt, say bronze.
Bronze. Did anybody else get that?
No.
I was totally...
You could have worked on me for a week and I wouldn't have gotten it.
You got it, Lisa. You knew what he was doing? I had no idea what he was doing.
It's an old vaudeville
joke.
Something gold that you had.
You know who would have gotten that?
Who's that?
The Master.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah, but the Queen couldn't make it.
That old Queen. She was going to come on the show today.
Sure.
We were going to ask her about her relationship with Burt Reynolds.
Right.
And, you know, she was going to wear the ascot.
Well, I also think when we go with our inside people here, we give our celebrities a disadvantage.
Yeah.
You know, they're flying blind on that stuff.
But that's sort of fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and also Kenny Kramer had told us that he listens to the show, like, all the time.
He does, well,
so
yeah.
Obviously he was lying.
Yes, lying through his teeth, of course, and they all would be.
God bless him. Of course they would, okay. All right. You know, I look forward to Match Game so much.
I don't know. Maybe it's we had a late night last night. Also,
I don't know.
Still fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're ever the optimist, Buzz.
Yes, I am.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going today?
Pardon me?
How's it going today?
I'm on the air. Okay.
Yeah. Hi. You're on the air. Hi.
I'm calling about the videotapes for the security.
Oh, you talked about that yesterday where there were store videotapes that we wanted to see.
Yeah. Right. Do you work at a store or do you have access to a store videotape security?
I used to work for a department store and I kept a few of the videotapes.
Can you name the store? Can you tell me what the first letter of the store is?
It starts with the B. They're out of business.
B as in boy?
Bloomingdale's?
Bloomingdale's?
No.
No.
Bergdorf Goodman?
No, they're not.
No, they're still in business. Frieda and Laura were just there.
Yeah, honest to God.
Come on. Well, then, if they're out of business, tell us what the store is.
Bradley's.
Oh, Bradley's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet you got some great tapes from Bradley's.
Yeah, it's a department store with a difference.
If you can get those tapes to us, I do have a prize for the first person to give us Now, do you have tapes with people doing good stuff, like picking their nose and stuff?
Better than picking their nose.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. So if you get that to us, hold on. Johnny or Lisa's going to pick up the phone. I'll give you the iPod and the iBook. That's from Apple and Apple.com. Don't steal music. Over 1,000 songs in your pocket with iPod. The first MP3 player to pack a mind-blowing 1,000 songs and a 10-hour battery into an incredible compact package. So you really got the tape from Bradley's?
Yes, I do.
You know, because something tells me that, you know, if you're going to go on the food chain of your stores,
sure.
Mike and I will argue about this, but I think we have to be agreed. Walmart and Target at the top.
Yes.
Followed by, I'd say...
Kmart.
You got Kmart. Then you got your Ames.
Right, Ames, yeah.
You got your Ames.
Sure. Caldor.
Then you got...
Caldor.
And then you got... Is Zare still around?
Zare, if it is, it would be right down. And then right down, hovering near the bottom, would be your Bradley's.
Yeah, your Bradley's is like the absolute...
Yeah, basically at the end of some of those stores, you know, you pick your merchandise out of boxes on the floor.
Lower than S.
Right. You're
lower than
Ford to shop at Kmart.
Lower than Whale S. Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
But we'd love to get a hold of that tape. That'd be fantastic to watch.
That'd be great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, hello.
Speak to us.
Oh, here we go. Hello, Don and Mike. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, this is Jim from Bakersfield. I got something on yesterday's subject for you.
Well, what subject yesterday?
Well, you know, you're stealing in that as a child.
Shoplifting.
How it's affected.
Oh, I want to talk. Oh, listen, hold on. Glad you reminded me of that. I got home last night.
Right.
Received a message that Stevie V called, and I think either the first or second week in January, the entire gang,
the street gang,
is going to be reunited on the show.
The Crips will be in here.
They're all coming in for a show. It'll be me, Flame Donnelly.
Flame always shows up.
Yeah. Shorty, Kurt Lambert,
Doofus,
Brian White, Stevie Vagina,
right?
Stevie Vouch, Moon Mullen, Guy Mullen, and me, Moose. So the whole gang, wow. They're all going to pick one day when they can all come in and they're going to like be on the show for an hour.
We ought to get them liquored up.
And talk about what dicks we were when we were kids.
Right, it'll be like that Band of Brothers special. You know, the men of Easy Company.
Right.
So anyway, what about the stealing stuff?
Now, I worked in a little 7-Eleven type of store, and what we used to do is we would put for our buddies 6 packs of, we had to bag ice to sell. So as we were rebagging, we'd put a 6-pack of beer inside the bag of ice.
Brilliant.
And you would buy the ice, you would pay for it at the counter and walk outside and just grab the, you know, bag of ice on the outside of the store.
Master criminal. Thank you.
And that was always fun. But my favorite one was we had the little Slurpee machines.
And
we'd put a bottle of rum in the mixture with the rum and Coke.
Right.
Coca-Cola Slurpee.
Thank you. Garrison Keylor, thank you, my friend.
Mike.
Selling me on the train. Mike.
Hey, okay, I want Megan. Megan.
Hello.
No!
Not on my show. Hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Donna Mike?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Robert from the Bronx.
Hi, Robert.
This is kind of an FYI, but in case you're interested, that question about the metal beam, the gold metal beam bronze, that was a real question on the old Match Game PM show because Gene Rayburn had formulated, the question was what dumb Ronald was so dumb, and then he went on to say, you know, he had a medal and he had it put blanked, and the answer was it was bronze.
I did not know that they used it on the original show.
Sure you didn't, Rob.
Dumb Ronald.
I know it as like an old ethnic joke, actually.
Right.
Well, and I didn't steal it from the Match Game.
Hold on.
No.
How do you know it as an old dumb ethnic
joke?
Well,
you know, like, I count myself among them. It's a Polish joke.
It's when the Spiewaks would get around the table.
Oh, the Polak joke.
Play that game they all love. Hate cheesy.
Oh, so you say, how dumb was the Polak?
Did you hear about the Polish, I think it was the Polish skating team won a gold medal at the Olympics and they bronzed it.
Right.
I know what it is. This Polish skating team, they drowned in spring training.
That's great, son. Pass the potatoes.
He's a good boy.
After dinner, we're going to play Hateopoly.
All right, hey, thank you for the call, Robert.
Could I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm just wondering, because I had originally listened to your show when it was on tape delay, when you were on the old time slot on WNEW.
Right.
Are you ever going to do the Secret Sound anymore?
No, we're tired of that contest.
So you dropped it?
Yeah, we dropped it.
But I still listen anyway.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it.
I appreciate your show, too.
Thank you, my friend. Bye. We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousins! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Now, you want to call to the show? Here's the numbers. Anywhere in America. That's Washington, D.C., of course. New York, Salt Lake City, Portland, Seattle, Las Vegas, Madison, Wisconsin, 877-365-3636. And New York, your dedicated line is 877-692-1027. I wanted to take a moment out. A bunch of stuff I didn't get to in the opening today. I want to say congratulations to a good friend who got married last week. Friend Al got married.
Al is going to be very, very happy. Had kind of a tough marriage the first go-round, but we're very, very happy for Al.
There's a little item on Al in the page 6 today.
Al married some money.
Yeah, I just want to say mazel tov to my friend Al, who I know has been through hell.
Yes.
And, you know, I always know that I've been there when Al needed a shoulder to cry on.
Amen.
You know, because... let's face it, I'm not good at a lot of things, but I'm good at keeping my wife.
I know.
And Al had some questions about marriage. Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
You offered your advice to Al, and she took it.
Oh, yeah. See, now the cat's out of the bag, Mike.
Yeah, well, I think that you, well, let's tell the truth. You hooked up, Al, with Al's current spouse.
With a friend of mine.
That's great.
Yesterday, very late in the show, we got an instant feedback at WNEW.com. You know, we get the, we haven't talked about that a lot recently. You can send us messages during the show, and generally most people send us pretty good stuff. We got something yesterday from Dennis Murphy that said he had to go to the state of Maryland. That's the state Dennis lives in. He has to go to the DMV tomorrow, and he has to prove to them that he only has one hand.
That is the apparently for Dennis to get a special consideration on his driver's registration and his driver's license. He has to prove to them, and
like the state of Maryland, like when they pick up the phone and he goes, "Hi, this is Dennis Murphy." Like, they don't believe him just on his telephone presence.
So I had a wonderful idea that Dennis should really go to the DMV with his Captain Hook outfit. with the fake plastic hook.
What we are doing, though, is sending Dennis down with a tape recorder.
Ah, very good.
And Dennis will have that report for us on Dennis.
I can only ask if he wants to wear the Captain Hook outfit. It would be complete with the eye patch.
Going to the DMV
loves that pirate suit.
And you know what? He also loves proving that he's only got the stump.
Yeah. Right.
We were discussing this last night that Dennis loves sticking that, and good for him. Good for him. More power to him.
That's right.
That if you ever approach Dennis Murphy, who you might hear on the show from time to time, major effing star, porno star, stunt star,
full time entertainer.
What he'll do is he's got on his right hand. He's missing the hand.
Yeah, but he's got what appear to be the start of fingers. not really. They're not bumps, but they're underneath the skin. There's something he can move there. He's got joints.
Yeah, he sticks this thing out, and you see these little, nubby things pressing out, four or five of them at a time.
He can make that stump talk.
Yeah, and it's, at times it's unnerving, but once you get used to it.
I've shaken that stump many times.
So someone down at DMV is going to have the pleasure tomorrow of seeing that. And anyway, we've asked Dennis to go down to the tape recorder.
Where the hook? Dennis.
And you'll hear what happens, probably on Monday's episode with that.
Captain Murphy.
I know it was reported in all the trade publications for those in show business, and even in USA Today. You got my purple section from USA Today, Robbie?
It might still be in the office.
Something about Regis Philbin. About the Millionaire Show.
Yes.
We had a bet that it was going to be canceled.
Yes.
As it turns out, I lost the bet because I thought that it would be canceled last year, before calendar year 2001.
It's had a slightly longer run than that.
But anyway, as originally predicted by me when the show came on the air, it's a flash in the pan, and the ratings are going south, and basically... Right. I guess they had a meeting yesterday. They had an affiliate meeting where whoever the dope is who's the president of ABC, he stood up and the question was, are you going to renew Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And his answer was, we don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that kind of answer when it comes to dealing with television talent radio talent.
That means no.
You're screwed.
That means you're canceled. So before Rob, hurry back with the story, because I want to tell you, I watched some of the Regis and Kelly Lee show today.
Yes.
And I want to tell you what, Regis's spin is already going to work here. So they got the big picture of Regis, and it says, Philbin's Millionaire is now in the hot seat. Less than 2 years after it swept the top three places in the Nielsen ratings, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire might not be a regular in ABC's lineup next fall.
Right.
We cannot say with certainty that Millionaire is going to be on the fall schedule. We hope it will, but we cannot say it will. ABC Entertainment Chairman Lloyd Braun said Wednesday. Okay? So let me see. Blah, blah, blah.
And that's huge. People should understand that when an executive of the television network comes out and even shows uncertainty,
right,
that means he is setting the public up for a fall.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. And then they got the producer saying we hope to have at least 2 or 3 years under which we'd be able to rebuild under the glow of Millionaire. And we barely got one. So I'm watching the Regis show this morning, right? And he's holding up the picture because The poor bastard.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'll say this. The guy's had no success in his life at all. Even though he was with Kathy Lee, and now he's with Kelly Lee.
Yeah, but he's with Kathy Lee. Imagine that suffering.
You know, the guy, he's like the Maury Povich. He's right. The king of the Maury Povich shows.
Right.
So he finally gets this break, and I cannot blame him that while that show was hot.
Oh, he milked it for all it was worth.
He got up on every morning at 9 o'clock. You turn on Channel 7, and he was just J-O-ing every day on TV about.
Hi there, look at me. Look at how hot I am. I'm big. I'm hot. I am the savior of the network.
Yeah, the millionaire ratings are so great, and oh my God, it's 8 shows out of the top 10, and ABC's got me on every night.
How are you? Yes, sirree. I'm Regis. I saved the network.
So, you know, who can blame the guy?
Right.
However, the problem is now, you know, it's obvious he's being canceled. So I hear the spin today. He's sitting there with Kelly Lee, and he's holding up the USA Today, and on the front page, they have Regis pointing at the camera, his publicity picture, and it says, cancellation, is that your final answer?
Oh, ouch.
So he's holding it up, and here's his spin. And he starts the spin, and I feel immediately bad for him.
Right, right.
Because he's not just coming out and saying, you know what, it was a pretty good run, and I was pretty lucky, and now it's over.
He doesn't like to lose.
No, he's got his spin going. He says, first off, the fact that they haven't told him anything, it doesn't mean that it's not necessarily a done deal.
Although, if the show was hot, they would have locked him up, like, months ago.
Of course they would have. Then he said that the problem that's hurt the show is the time slot. And then he starts with we were on Tuesday night and Thursday night and Saturday night, and now we're on Monday night and Thursday night, and he's going in circles, and he's not making any sense at all.
He's babbling excuses.
He's babbling and he's rambling and he's giving up all these excuses when he should just come on and say, you know what,
I'm
a poor man, you know, Jay Leno. I'm on at 9 o'clock in the morning here with Kelly Lee.
Sure.
I got a pretty sweet gig. I come out for 20 minutes and talk about, you know, how my bowel movements are not solid, and I make millions of dollars, and I got the shot to do this great primetime show.
Right.
And it was great, and, you know, no one likes it anymore, but it was great doing it.
He certainly got enough money.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to worry about anything. He could be that way, but he chooses not to. And after he gets done with his 20 minutes of babbling, you know, he spends the rest of the show really losing touch with what's going on during the show.
So then he says, and this leads me to believe that he knows a lot more than they're letting on.
Right.
He says, what I think they're going to do, after he goes through the entire pablum about why they're canceling it, it's not because he's still great,
right,
and the show's still great, and people still love the show, it's just that it's on the wrong nights. He says what they're probably going to do, what he thinks, is that they're going to bring the show back in a special form and get a young, hot comedian to be the host of it.
Oh, so they've already told him they want a younger host.
Yeah, to get a young
hot... His shelf life, his expiration date has passed.
To get a young, hot comedian, to give the show more of a comedy angle.
Because Regis isn't cutting it.
Yeah, right.
So it sounds to me like they may have had a discussion with him to put all the blame on him.
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't know. I'm just telling you, I read the thing in the newspaper today that I turned on the Regis and Kelly Lee show, and there he is starting to spin.
Kelly, here's the deal. We're probably going to move in another direction on Millionaire. They've basically come to me and told me they're looking for somebody with more talent.
Oh, yeah. And I also felt bad for him because the whole time that he's had the Millionaire show, he's been, like, crapping on the fact that he's got this show on at 9 o'clock in the morning on Channel 7.
Yes. Right.
Well, today, he was sitting there, and after he got done with this whole rap, he looked around and said, well, we've still got this show. This is still a darn good show. Gelman, are we the number one talk show in New York? Did we win our time slot yesterday? So it's like...
Gelman's really no, Regis, we didn't.
All of a sudden, all these guys, his kingdom is collapsing around him.
Right.
And he shouldn't be... Regis, if you're listening right now, Regis, baby, don't flip out. You still got the world by the string, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. You got the world by the short hairs. Are you kidding me? You cashed in. For a while, you had every dope in the world, myself included, buying those stupid ties that you were wearing on television.
The ties that basically were easy to match because they were the same color as the shirt.
Right. You made the dumb CD-ROM game that my mother-in-law still plays every day.
You know, I don't know if it was what he was feeling today, but even Regis, it seemed like he was dressing like Ed McMahon today. yesterday. Did you notice he had an old man outfit on? He had the blue blazer, the gray flannels. I mean, it's a classic look, but Regis was not hipped up today with his clothing choices.
Well, he was down because he got told yesterday he's being replaced on Who Wants to Be a Gazillionaire.
And he says, we, like he's making those decisions, we are going to move in another direction with maybe a young comedian, a hot young comedian to host the show because they're telling me I'm old and not talented.
And what a slap in the face that'd be if it's like, Regis, we've decided to move in another direction. Say hello to Carrot Top.
Hi, Reg.
God. Oh, it is. Because nobody, you know, really, he was the most accessible. Even when he was at the top of the world, he would go on every show. If you wanted him, he was the ultimate home.
Yeah.
Right. He would do it.
He would. That's too bad. He's having a little failure now. And
but he'll always have fun with Letterman.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll probably end up being like Larry Bud Melman.
Listen, he already is. He's Letterman's bitch as it is. I mean, it's quite obvious.
Sure.
You know, he's one step away from being Letterman's Tony Randall.
Right.
Because all Tony Randall does now is, like, just come out from behind a curtain and stand on stage. He doesn't even say anything when he goes on the
Letterman
show.
Things like Tony Randall will be up on a roof somewhere, and they'll have, like, this roof cam that they go across eight buildings, and you just see Tony Randall sitting in a chair, motionless. It's hysterical. It really is.
Yeah, and Regis will do anything for Letterman.
Sure.
I mean, Regis would give Letterman oral on television. He really would. Hello, Sue. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Howdy, Sue.
Hey, when you guys started talking about Millionaire, I had to call. I used to love that show, but I think the downfall of that show was when Regis kept having all these stars on.
I agree.
The whole reason everybody wanted to watch that show was to see the everyday Joe become a millionaire.
I could not agree with you more. I think the Celebrity Millionaire is an absolute contradiction because they sit there with the easy questions and they help each other. There's just, it's not a real test of skill.
That's a big J.O. session.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and also, I'm in Iowa City now, but I just moved to Colorado. Are you guys on anywhere in the Denver area?
I don't know, honey. We might be. We might very well be. We don't know.
I got to check out the website, huh?
That won't do you any good. Yeah. Just get a radio when you get to Denver. Hit the scan button. Thank you for calling, though.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo.
Yo, hey, 40.
Hey, 40, how you doing?
What's going on?
Yo, yo, yo.
Sound like you're having an early happy hour today.
I'm chilling right now, a little later, though. But I had to call and give you the news, dog.
What is the news, dog?
The album went double wood yesterday.
Double wood?
What is dive?
Copies.
How many?
500 copies sold.
How many?
500.
500 copies sold.
Double wood.
Double wood, baby. I'm trying to get the linoleum at that 1,000.
I am familiar with gold and platinum record sales. I'm not familiar with double wood.
Double wood.
I'm working on that. Double wood, baby.
Get that bronze.
Double wood. Okay, so you've sold 500 copies of your album?
Yeah, it's going to be the number one stocking stuffer, you know, for the season.
Yo, yo, yo.
That's fantastic. I probably would be linoleum by now, but my P.O. box is in the Brentwood post office. It's all shut down. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, so you got to use the PayPal method through the website.
Oh, PayPal?
Yeah, the DonandMikeFans.com. That's how you do it, the little PayPal credit card thing.
Ah, all right, Mr. Ford.
Because a lot of people mailed it in and stuff like that, but you just go through the site, you know what I'm saying? You still get it by Christmas, and maybe I'll get linoleum and we can have a big party.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Out. Yeah, peace out.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I realize there really nothing to that call. It was a plug.
A shameless plug.
He was just calling just to plug his album. Right. He's as bad as Regis Philbus.
And Dennis Murphy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'll tell you two reasons why the Regis show is going down the tubes.
Sure.
Number one, the beginning questions are ridiculous. Well, they're just so stupid and easy that...
They've always been for... The first questions have always been for retards.
But, you know, I think at this point, I agree with this guy that it's a waste of time.
Yeah. Right. I mean, little kids know the answers, you know. And then the other thing is, they give you too much time if you don't know the question. There should be at least, you know, no more than a minute. for you to answer that question.
No, it's funny. These are all the criticisms I had for the show when it first signed on. I never understood why it was as popular as it was. It was just I think the moons aligning together at one particular moment. You know, with his shirts and his ties and everything. What was wrong with America?
I don't know. For a while, we were all Regis crazy.
Right.
You know, and he had the commercial there for the crackers.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, Harvest Crisps.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Well, all I know is that Regis is really upset, and I know in the coming days he's going to be making an appearance on the show, and you're going to see a new angry Regis on the show.
An angry substance-abusing Regis.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, don't you think September 11th at the war has hurt a lot of these shows, the reality shows, the game shows? People are watching.
No, I hear this crap, and I disagree with it. I think that... you know, for instance, I want to tell you a great one. I didn't get to see it the other night, but I TiVo'd it. And I hear it was great. It was The Fear Factor, where Donny Osmond...
Oh, my God. I don't know how he did this.
Donny Osmond got into, like, a tomb, like a Frank Gifford plexiglass tomb.
Put his head in there, Don.
Yeah, and he had worms and maggots and stuff all over.
Scorpions.
Yeah. You know, that's great. I still watch occasionally Survivor. Mm-hmm. I watched it last week.
And Kelly Preston was on that Fear show, too.
Yeah, she is a great APOA.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Survivor, as a matter of fact, last week because they're still... You know what hooks me into Survivor now still is the last 15 minutes.
Right.
The last 15 minutes.
Yeah, when they're going to boot him out, right?
And also, I've got to say, I'm fascinated with the homo guy on Survivor.
Now, the rest of the country, nobody's tracking with Survivor like they used to. I would think it's amazingly difficult for those people to walk around. And they're still, you know, the patterns are still established where they're going on the talk shows. They're going on Regis. They're going on, you know, Rosie O'Donnell. They're going on all these shows. And they're not even like one-tenth as famous as the original Survivor.
Yeah, that is one funny thing that Letterman is doing, though. I guess CBS got pissed at Letterman because for a while when he had the Survivor losers on, he would just bring them through the door to his
door,
left
double
side.
Double door, yeah.
Right? And I guess he got some flack, so now he's just sending them over to the deli.
Yeah.
Where the guy at the deli interviews them?
Rupert.
Yeah, right. Rupert, whatever. Rupert G, whatever the guy's name is.
Right.
Fantastic.
Are you still into The Amazing Race?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I still watch that show, too.
Karen
and
loves it.
And you got to watch Survivor, because if there ever is a picture that you get in your mind... I mean, remember when we worked at the station where they put a picture like of a beautiful woman in front of you, and they said, this is your listener.
Talk to her, man.
Right? Picture that this is who you're talking to.
Talk to her.
Anybody who watches Survivor, and if there's any way you could email us or instant feedback us the picture of this guy.
Right.
The guy who walks around... In overalls, just overalls.
I have not watched the Africa Survivor at all.
No shirt. Big, fat guy.
See a hunyak?
Yeah.
Really?
And every time I turn it on, I was watching it with my in-laws at Thanksgiving, and I said, my God, that is like the picture of every guy that calls our show. I don't know who the guy is. I don't know what his name is. He's the old guy on Survivor.
Yeah.
But you got to see him.
Is he from Sacramento?
Now
I'm just checking.
Hey, would you watch that,
just
please?
Just checking. I'm sorry.
Watch that, please.
I love Sacramento.
I know you do.
I do.
So I disagree with that. I think people just got a short attention span. And a show like Millionaire... You know, the attention span, it's run out on that.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike, last call. Hello. Edwin. Where are you, my friend? Ed.
I just want to let you know, if Regis loses that Millionaire game, he can always go back and do that Aspergream commercial that he's so famous for.
Aspergream. Aspergream. Okay, Robbie, you pulled up the Survivor site there? You going to get me a picture of the guy?
I'm going to try.
Okay. Not Brandon. That's not him. But what we got to get is a picture of the guy in the overalls. Because
right.
I looked at this guy and I said to my mother-in-law, I said, that is like the typical guy that calls our show.
And he's hanging in there.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, he's still in the mix.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his
there he
people.
Is.
It's me.
He made it up.
His name is Tom.
Tom Duquette. Well, Tom
in the overalls.
But the picture is not in the overalls, though. Mike, come over and take a look at him. That's the guy, though.
But he wears the hat, too.
He wears the hat, and the hat is very frazzled and dirty now. And the guy...
I love your show.
The guy, he just wears overalls.
Yeah. Oh, and look.
Oh, I see the similarities.
Look what his luxury item was. My lucky charm.
I got my lucky charm.
Lucky it's, charm.
It's a squirrel's foot.
Nah,
I'm sorry,
so, you
but
know.
I decided to vote for ye.
I still watch those dumb shows.
Wow.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news in the comments today?
Today, D.C.'s traffic cameras catch... some cops.
Oh, catch some cops.
Yes.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Next.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That is the national number.
Come
back. New York 877-692-1027 for the Don and Mike Show. And here we go to Buzz now.
El Nempar du Cannabis. Voila. Donal Geronimo and Michelle O'Mara.
Right, and hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, another thing about those unforgiving Big Brother speed cameras in Washington, D.C., they're causing people to have to wait longer for the cops to show up at a crime scene. D.C. officers tell the Washington Times they've been forced to slow down their Code 1 responses because the radar-activated cameras have been ticketing them as well. Code 1 crimes include robbery in progress and report of gunshots fired. But in many cases, the officers have to pay the fine just like everybody else. One officer says he's gotten 2 speeding tickets and a red light ticket. He says his choices are either pay the fine or go fill out a stack of paperwork. The other choice, he says, is to drive more slowly to a crime scene to avoid the fine and the paperwork.
I've always wanted to have the light on the top of my car,
yeah, you know,
just for being a DJ.
Won't you buy one, you know?
I know. Rob and I were discussing the other day. We saw there was some procession going down 57th Street,
right.
And they had the car that has that makes the headlights go back and forth.
I think it's called Wigwag, where the front headlights like.
Yeah, that's on a lot of the unmarked cars too,
right.
And they're the same ones that have the little thing that like Kojak, where they put the light up on top of the roof.
Yeah, right. But the really cool thing is where you can make the headlight go left, right, left.
Oh yeah, which I mean, that looks like a cop.
Well, I know somebody through somebody else who. Actually has that device on his car.
Really?
Yeah, and this guy, this third party that I know, apparently he uses it to get people out of his way.
Wow.
When he's like in the left-hand lane and they're not going fast enough.
That's good. Now, does he have the red light too? I mean, the two little rectangular lights that are inside the headlights?
No, I wouldn't know, but I imagine he probably just uses it sparingly.
Yeah. But you don't know him well, do you?
No. It's not legal.
Not at all.
No,
you'll get caught sooner or later.
Get caught.
But how great is that? You just flip the switch, and like your headlights go the back and forth way, like you're being pulled over. You go, oh my God, I better get out of the way. And
oh, sure.
You just drive by, just some dope.
So long.
I'm told it's an easy install, but I wouldn't know.
It won't help you with a traffic camera.
You can buy it on the internet, incidentally.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
You can
buy anything on the internet.
Anything.
Some folks think the Bush administration's gone too far in its legal efforts to fight terrorism. They worry about us losing our constitutional rights, but most folks don't think that's the case.
Most folks.
According to a survey by ABC and the Washington Post, 3 out of 5 agree with the president about the military tribunals that would put terrorists on trial without the protections a civilian trial would provide. Nearly that many think the government should be able to wiretap phone conversations between terror suspects and their lawyers. And 4 out of 5 have no problem with the racial profiling that targets young men from the Middle East here on temporary visas. Now, the survey shows these things sit better with white men than with women or minorities. The survey also shows that nearly 9 out of 10 of us still support the president's efforts in Afghanistan, and nearly 4 out of 5 support moving the war next
towards Saddam Hussein.
Rob Spiewak, patriot.
That's right. A-okay.
I want to thank everybody on the instant feedback. We've gotten, like, hundreds of links to pictures of the guy Tom from Survivor wearing just the overalls.
Just the overalls?
So we'll have the picture for you before the end of the show.
Very good. And the latest news from the front, the U.S. is reporting its first military casualty in Afghanistan, a CIA man from the Washington suburb of Manassas Park, Virginia. Otherwise, the news is good. Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders have virtually lost control of their troops since the U.S. has now cut off their communications. Without leaders, more enemy troops are defecting. We also think we know more precisely where bin Laden is hiding, mostly thanks to the guy who has delivered groceries there.
Hello? You want a 7-bag of rice?
Yeah, where are my Pop-Tarts?
It's a fortress in a mountain known as Tora Bora. The U.S. Oh. I know, it sounds like I made it up, but I didn't.
The beautiful vacation island of Tora Bora.
Who ordered Doritos, six-pack Sam Adams?
Right here, dude.
He gets deliveries just like in your building.
Pizza, Mr. Pizza Guy. Mr. Pizza Guy.
The U.S. is expected to...
How silly is it? Food deliveries. I mean, they talk about mountain caves that are accessible only on horseback.
Yeah, but he's getting food delivered there.
We deliver.
The Tora Bora A&P.
Who had the orange chicken?
The U.S. is expected to use daisy chain bombs to suck the oxygen out of that fortress, suffocating everyone inside.
Where's my twisty crust bread?
Oh, bin Laden's grocer, by the way, says he's still rooting for the terrorists since bin Laden has told him that in the event of his death, the grocer gets all of bin Laden's wives.
I'll throw out a six-pack of your favorite beverage for only $3.
Hold on, I got a guy who's got those lights on his car, I think. Heath?
Yes.
Hey, you got those crazy lights on your car?
Well, not only do I have the headlights, I have red strobes, too.
Wow.
That I took into the headlight unit.
Oh, so you put, and you put those in the grill?
Down the street, you know, somebody's not going fast enough. I got one of those little rice burner Integras. So I'm going down the street, nobody's not going fast enough. I just hit the old lights and they move right out of my way. Also, my car alarm is broken, so I can hit the button and make it go whoop whoop. So then I got a sign up, too.
But, you know, you're really playing with fire because, I mean, on one hand, it's fantastic. And when I was telling Rob, I said, I'd love to get my car installed with those. But you got to know it's my luck. The first time I turned that baby on, there would be
You'd probably be in back of an unmarked police car.
Yeah, right.
Can I just give him the, you know, and they said, what's he doing? Oh, I'm a cop.
But do you use it all the time?
I only use it at night because, like I said, I have an Acura Integra. And they're not too keen on looking in the rear view and seeing a black, you know, souped up rice burner. But at night, they really can't tell.
Rice burner.
To have a car that looks a little more like an unmarked car.
Yeah, like a police car, perhaps.
It could be.
Yeah. Who would have that?
Like an Impala or a Caprice? I don't know.
There it is.
Hello, Kim. Don on my show. Hi.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Hi. We're doing great, thanks.
I just wanted to call. I've been listening to y'all for the last few months, and I think y'all are right. I'm moving to California, though. Y'all out there?
Yeah, we're out of California, sure.
Are you in Southern California, San Diego?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I really don't know, honey.
I hope so, because I sure like listening to y'all in the afternoons.
Well, thank you. And my best to your father, Tom, the guy from Survivor.
Y'all are sweet.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, darling.
Be sweet.
Bye-bye.
Be sweet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One of the Dixie Chicks checking in.
Hope you have a great trip.
Okay, Buzz, what's next?
With Liberty and smallpox vaccine for all, government officials say they don't expect a biological warfare attack of smallpox, but to be on the safe side, they've hired a British company to make enough doses to vaccinate every man, woman, and child in America.
I'm down with that, homie.
The 286 million doses will cost us $428 million. Hope you enjoyed the 4 years of government surpluses, because the White House says those days are over. At least for a while. In fact, it says the new leaner economy is leading us back to the budget shortfalls we were so accustomed to for so long. Budget officials say how the government spends and saves over the next year will, quote, determine whether we ever see another surplus. Democrats blame the president's tax rebate for the shortfall.
Blah, blah, blah. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You can get that installed. I have a Chevy Impala. You can get that installed right at your Circuit City.
You mean you get those police lights installed?
Yeah, man.
Okay. I'm there,
right
Circuit
City.
You'd have a pretty frightening vehicle if you had that.
Circuit City, my big four-wheel drive with those wacky lights on
up
that
high,
thing.
Like cheap. right at rear-view mirror level with you flashing those lights.
I would love that. Oh, absolutely, I love that. Thank you. Hello, Circuit City. Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Mike, you're a big pussy.
Why?
Because he's a pussy. He never sticks up for nothing you say. He's a puss.
What are you talking about?
Mike.
Well, what specifically? What are you talking about?
He's a pussy.
Well, that you're talking to Mike right now. I'm right here.
He's a pussy.
You're a dumbass.
And he explained it so well.
Kick your ass.
Anger, Mike.
Swear to God, I'll rip your...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you guys doing today? It's Mike Landis.
Oh, Mike Landis. I'm Mike Landis.
Anyone you want to talk to today? Everyone's here wishing you a great weekend.
Are they all in your living room?
Yes, sir.
I'm still not tired of Will Thomas. How about you?
Not at all. I'd love to speak. Can we speak with Sue Palka first?
You want to speak to Sue Palka?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Sue Palka, come to the phone right now. Don and Mike.
Who's this?
Sue Palka.
Hi, Sue.
How you guys doing?
Were you playing Monopoly over in the corner with Will Thomas?
Will Thomas?
Put him on.
You want to speak to him?
Yeah.
Jesus. Will Thomas, come to the phone right now.
Will Thomas.
Will Thomas, I mean it. Come to the phone right now.
Man.
Don and Mike.
Who's this?
Thomas.
Who's this?
Will Thomas.
There we go.
All right, get out of here.
Okay.
I know a lot of you wondered, what does it sound like when you're doing a radio show on roughly 3 hours sleep?
Yeah.
Well, you are hearing it today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Your boys are tired.
Yes.
After playing bowling till friggin' 3 o'clock in the morning.
We like those 9 o'clock start times.
We got to a break, Buzz.
Okay.
And we'll be back with more news and more comments right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him. You want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife. You pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital. You send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
With a lifetime supply of blood in their sack.
Right,
Don
right.
And Mike.
Right, right, right. Got to get a call 100 right now at 877-365-3636. 877-692-1027. Call 100, dial recklessly. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How are you? It's Paulie C. from the Job Squad.
Hi, Paulie C.
How you been?
Okay, great, thanks.
You know, I got a suggestion for you, Don.
Yeah.
You have that problem with Mike as your new neighbor?
Oh, not a problem yet, no.
Oh, okay, well, if it does become a problem, I'll tell you exactly
just
how
brief.
To solve it.
But what?
If it does become a problem, I'll tell you exactly how to solve it.
Okay.
Invite him down.
Sir, can you at least do me the favor, like when you're talking, I am in the room, okay?
I understand that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Get him a couple of cigars.
Yeah.
Throw down a plastic tarp and turn studio on real loud.
I'll be your Paul Allen.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
I'll just be sitting on your couch. Yeah, it's a great party, Don.
Yeah.
I have a stainless steel axe.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, aren't you the guy, I think that's the guy who maybe was one, Paulie C., might have been one of the guys we bowled against, like one of the first games
ever. Yeah, that was the first one, wasn't it, in Queens?
In Queens, yeah.
With right. His dad and everybody.
That's right.
The
right.
Job Squad.
Now, we split with them. I don't think we outright lost to them.
No, they killed us.
They killed us.
They really?
And they spotted us, I think, 275
pounds. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, they were great.
Because they had that guy that was bowling like 250.
Yeah. God. Yeah, now I remember. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Michael Jordan's...
Now, hold on, what?
You were right, Don. The Job Squad is the team that we split with that we won the first game and then then we lost the second one. Aggravation was the one with the dad guy.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank
you. So
you
were right.
Thank you, Rummy. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
There she goes.
Sounds good. Hi, Buzz.
In sports, Michael Jordan's We Stink pep talk led the Washington Wizards to an upset win over Philadelphia last night. Jordan scored 30 points for the Wizards as they beat the Sixers 94-87. The Wizards have now won two of their last three.
Big article in the New York Post today with a guy writing about Michael Jordan being the problem with the Wizards because
right.
He's too much of a ball hog.
And finally...
Thank you.
Oh, the embarrassment. Yesterday we told you about the D.C. suburbs of Montgomery County, Maryland, and the fact that they wouldn't be enacting that new tough anti-smoking law.
Right.
That's the law that would have fined smokers if their smoke crossed into the neighbor's yard. Well, that law is gone, of course, but now one town in the county, Kensington, has banned Santa Claus from this year's tree lighting ceremony. Two families complained to the city council that they would be
uncomfortable if Santa was there.
Oh, God.
So the council said no Santa. Quoting one county lawmaker, "We have become a national embarrassment. At least now, Santa can stay home and smoke." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
No. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Now, please.
Too much show today. Too much show last night.
Absolutely.
Listen, get your chance to win the key for the Mercedes-Benz today. Go to the Simply Wireless location at the Crystal City Underground. That's on Jeff Davis Highway. That's in Virginia, and we'll be announcing the winner of that key on tomorrow's show. Plus tomorrow, the most beautiful woman on television, Nancy. Jim Nance from CBS NFL Today, Dynamite Newsmaker of the Week. Brand new low-budget Jeff Hardy, and Charlie Stossel argues about movies. And we'll be giving away a Benz key on tomorrow's show as well. Hello there. A Dynamite Show. Hello.
Speak to us.
You gotta say it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, caller 100.
Nope, you gotta be assertive.
Okay.
All right, you gotta be assertive. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm caller 100.
Yeah, there you go.
Very good.
There you go. That's being assertive. Hi, what's your name, my friend?
My name's Dan.
Where are you from?
I'm on Long Island.
Call 100 and you've won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss your favorite episodes. Two back-to-back episodes every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, only on HBO. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
I also want to mention KennyKramer.com for his reality tour.
It's the best.
Okay? We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. We'll all be just a little bit more rested.
A little perkier.
Maybe the show will be a little better tomorrow. Now that today wasn't an A+.
I thought it was perfect.
Perfect.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, neighbor.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Sorry. And Robbie.
You can bronze it.
Please throw your hat in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it. There you go. Oh. So close. Yeah. Craig Wilson could have made that one.
Yeah,
we will see you tomorrow, everybody.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.